Hey, people.
It's the first time I've said that. I did not say what's up, everybody, before. That did not happen. You are a liar.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Subpar user right here may be a problem.
Oh, yeah?
Subpar user 681
mm-hmm.
is the only person I have permabanned from this channel and Z-Swigs.
He's already back.
Well, he created a new one and said he changed, so I unbanned him today.
Mm. Okay.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
But he's on, you know, like Galadriel, she's like, hope stands on the edge of a knife. That's his account. one
iota out of step.
Yep.
And you're gone.
He's gone again.
One iota.
Yeah.
One my tota.
So that's it.
Hello, Bumba.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. But hey, man, how you been? It's been a week.
Hey, bro. Been, you know, fine.
Anything exciting happen over the last week while you were gone?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
That's lame.
Yeah. I've just been on a Marvel kick.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Me too, dude.
Yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Hey, did our friend from Wichita, our show listener, he's not really our friend, but he's a listener. Not that we're not friends. That made it sound like we didn't like him. But
yeah, what?
Anyway.
What?
Did he send you a link to a certain site that allows you to watch things?
No.
Okay, I'll have to ask him if I can send it to you.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'll show it to you after the show because I don't want to blow up a spot.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's illegal.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it's one of those things that's I've never heard of and is too good to be legal. It's got every show, it's got every movie and every TV show on it that you could possibly want.
Yeah.
And they're all in HD.
Yeah.
It has a premium side.
I don't know about that one, but yeah.
I don't know how it works. My mind's been blown, but I've been watching all the Marvel movies on it, dude. I watched Avengers, watched Age of Ultron Avengers. I watched all the Captain Americas again. I watched Spider-Man again. I watched Thor again.
I watched Thor again.
So
I watched
good.
Guardians 2 again, which I liked so much better without, because I saw it when we were doing the show.
Right.
And I said I didn't really enjoy it.
Right.
And it was mainly because there was a kid next to me who threw her fucking 3D
glasses.
Right.
I do remember that now, yeah.
Yeah. Watch it again, you know, in the comfort of my own home.
Uh-huh.
It's much better.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I watched the Thor again, because remember, I didn't like it,
mm-hmm.
because I thought it was too funny.
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop.
God, I love it.
Second time watched it.
I rewatched it.
Prepared for the
too.
Funny, better.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, man. I'm better. Thor's better, man.
Taika Waititi is the director.
Yep, I'll go with that.
He's also Korg.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
He's dude. I've watched interviews with him. He's
hey, man.
He's hilarious.
Hey, that guy
piss off
best.
Ghost.
He just running like kicks it.
Doug. Oh, Doug's dead.
The foundations are strong. You can rebuild.
Oh,
foundations are gone. Sorry.
Sorry, bro. What's his friend's name?
I don't even remember, but it's great, dude. He's got claws for... He's got knives for hands and feet. I remember that. He's like...
Oh, Jim's dead.
Yeah, Jim or something like that.
I stepped on him on the bridge. I've just
oh,
been
alive.
Carrying him around.
Because I felt
this
so
entire time.
Dude, that was like one of the saddest parts of the movie.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be false, so it was all good. But...
Oh, he's alive. What was your question, bro?
They should have went wherever that guy's homeworld was.
Mm-hmm.
That would have saved him a lot of pain.
Oh, yes, it would.
Like, the end credits of Infinity War could have just rolled if he just would have went
Thanos
to another place.
Intercepted them
right
there.
Right.
He was already on
like,
his
that's
way to
so
Earth.
Far out of the way. Mm-hmm. Forget it. I'll try again another century.
Screw those guys.
Yeah, too
anything.
Much work, dude. That's what I expected,
the Infinity
man.
Zone or nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I'm hyped, man.
Yeah.
I am super hyped. I just...
We watched Thor, Guardians 2.
I can't contain the hype. I wish there were more of them. I wish there were more.
Spider-Man. Doctor Strange.
Spider-Man is still the one movie.
And
I can't.
Age of Ultron.
I like the Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
I don't like it as much as I think I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man ranks up there with, like, people's number one movie in the Marvel Universe.
Homecoming?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, it's like Winter Soldier, Homecoming, Original Avengers.
No.
It's like most people's top three is that. And I don't
know why.
I don't know, man. I think it's because I don't care about Spider-Man. I think that's why.
Well, everybody's just saying it was way too Tony Starky. It wasn't
well,
like...
Here's my other comment. Doing the Great Marvel Rewatch,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's enough of the main Avengers in the Marvel Universe. Like, there's not that much Tony Stark.
Right.
Really, there's not.
No, there's way more Happy.
There's Iron Man 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in general.
Yeah.
And then Avengers 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Homecoming and Civil War. That's it.
That's more than everyone else.
Kinda. Not really. Homecoming's the only exception. Because Captain America 1, 2, 3, Avengers 1 and 2, Civil War. The only one he's not prominent in.
He's also in Homecoming.
He is. Well, technically, he's also in Thor, The Dark World.
He technically is.
So, yeah. But, yeah. Like, I mean, I guess Tony Stark's technically in Thor, you know, because he comes out at the end.
Oh, at the end of it, yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is like, I feel like everyone's like, Tony Stark's in every one of them, but he's not, really.
No.
He's not.
I don't know.
Like, Captain America and Tony Stark are in basically the same amount of movies, and I think those are the best movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, after watching them all, I just, like, I want more. What I want is more of Marvel, less superhero times. Like, I think the reason I like individual movies a little bit better is because they're not always fighting. Like, I kind of like when Vision and the Scarlet Witch are just making food.
Yeah.
You know? Or when they're just, like, in Spider-Man, you know, they're just hanging out and building the Death Star Lego. Like, I wish there were more just normal moments of them interacting. You know, like the ends and beginnings of movies.
Age of Ultron was pretty full of
right.
Fight.
Here's
a
well, and like they had like the
fight,
party
fight,
scene
fight,
in that
fight,
movie.
Fight.
Yeah, it was one of the best parts. And then it's fight, fight, fight. You know, and I don't know. I just wish there was more of
that's
more of
like
the down to earth chill moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I hope so. So Deadpool should be an Avenger, dude. I mean, people. There's a secret cameo in Deadpool too.
Mm.
Did you hear this? Mm. Everyone's saying it's Hugh Jackman.
Mm.
And people are saying that he's either going to come up as Old Man Wolverine, okay, Old Man Logan,
what?
Or whatever.
Deadpool?
Yes.
Ah.
Or he's going to be Hugh Jackman playing Hugh Jackman. And Deadpool's going to break the fourth wall and be like, you look like that Wolverine guy.
Oh, my God.
Or something like that.
It's out. It's not out yet.
No, it comes out in a couple weeks, I think. Hey, Ren, thanks for the 5 cents, my man.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go to Vegas and put
shiny nickel.
All on black.
Get 10 cents.
We got 10 cents, dude. Hey, can I... By the way, I did something without your permission.
Yeah. What?
So I made a spin wheel. It's really ugly because the fonts don't load. I don't know why. There's 4 options. The big white part is no shot. The big blue part is shot. And then it's Colby does 2 shots and Seth does 2 shots.
Oh, fuck you, man.
And so... okay, hold on. First of all, quick break. Can you see the chat in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened at 7:01 p.m. The blue part right there.
Trying to unban subpar user 680. Uh-huh. Subpar user 680 is no longer banned from this channel.
Okay, and then can you tell me what happened at 7:08?
Unban my other account.
Yep. That's why he gets banned.
Cause he dumb.
Well, like yes, and also. I'm not a slave.
He ain't dumb. He likes my hat.
That's actually more proof that he may be dumb.
Asshole. Asshole.
But, yeah. So, like, his account's been unbanned for 7 minutes. Like, I tried it,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but maybe...
Maybe try it?
Yeah. Instead of, like, thinking, hey, this show that's happening should stop everything they're doing to be like, by the way, subpar user 681, your account has been unbanned.
He didn't know, man.
Try it!
He didn't know. He would have just thought.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have just thought it's still banned.
We aren't your monkeys.
God, I need to stop touching my nose because I don't want that in the fucking thumbnails.
Whatever you do, the worst thing will be in the thumbnail. That won't be it, because that's on purpose. It'll be something awful that you just do.
I mean,
didn't know you did.
I got you.
And I don't even choose the thumbnails. That's just random. That's not true.
Hmm?
I did choose the thumbnail one time, because the show where we had the video and you got doxxed by Unofficial Tony P, the thumbnail was of Unofficial Tony P's face.
Mm.
I had to change that one.
I got
that
you.
One I got changed.
That's understandable.
We can't have him be the face of the show. So,
no.
And the only other options were a slide in the intro, or the starting soon screen of Dunkirk, and I chose the starting soon screen of Dunkirk. I thought, you know, I could go and make a clip, like a screenshot, and put it up. Too much work.
Too much work.
Dunkirk.
Yeah, you know? Don't matter.
People know the quality of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Plus, our YouTube gets so many plays, man.
Right. You know,
so
we're up to almost 10 every time.
Mm-hmm. We're getting so popular.
I don't know who
popular.
Watches that stuff. I mean, so if you popular, watch man. On YouTube exclusively, leave a comment on the video, because I would like to know you exist. Because I don't track the numbers of the audio.
Yeah.
For all I know, I could turn off the audio and no one would know. My body, my brain says, the audio is the OG. There are people that have been listening to audio forever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're silent because it's audio. Yeah, that's how audio works.
No.
But there may not be any of them. So, I don't
probably
know.
No one.
But anyway, back to the spin wheel. So we have the spin wheel now. That's just, you know, and I just open up this button and I can do this and we can spin the wheel. Thanks for the 4-bit subpar user. Appreciate it.
No shot.
No shot. Now the question here is, when do we spin it?
I don't know.
We should come up, we should have something the audience can do. And I feel like my brain goes like, donate. But like that seems so, I don't know.
Doing shots for money.
Trashy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, doing shots for money, I don't really care of that, but I don't know. Shot of what? Alcohol. That's why. Fireball for me.
Fireball beer for me. Colby. No. Fuck off. Should be drink.
Drink and shit. I mean, it's just, well, I tried to make it small because I don't know if you could tell, like, the word shot, no shot doesn't even fit in the wheel.
Yeah.
Like, why it doesn't just go, I don't know, I guess they don't expect, when I did this, it had, like, 15
yes.
things,
mm-hmm.
not 4.
Could have been, like, face slap.
I mean, no, but we can add more,
Nipple pinch.
It would turn into 50 Shades of Grey spin wheel.
Oh, yeah,
that's what we want. For a very bad joke or pun, if we did a shot for every bad joke on this show or a pun, we'd have to drink the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's there.
Cool.
So, like, maybe to punish each other.
Yeah.
Like maybe if we say something incorrect or stupid. But
subpar user. You giving him the credit for that?
Well, and then also it says do a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be fun. Like, if I'm like, Colby, you just said that Disney owns Transformers, which wouldn't actually be that stupid because they probably do.
Transformers is as good as Marvel.
Right. But anyway, perfect example.
That's a
spin like, all right, we're going to do the spin wheel. And so I bring up the spin wheel and then I hit it. Okay. And so now you'd have to do a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a chance that it could land on Seth does 2 shots, mm-hmm. and then I pay for your stupidity.
That'd be awesome.
We could do that,
It'd be
man.
Perfect.
We could do that. That'd be
I like
fun.
That. That's that might good, be. That's but, a good way.
So, I don't know. It's there.
Cool.
They have all this stuff. And I don't know.
Stuff.
I don't know what to do.
Man, we can make our stream more entertaining.
Exactly. But then again, it's also, we'll never use it.
No.
We will forget that spin wheel is there halfway through the show.
Oh, yeah, it's on you, bro.
It's on me?
It's all on you. Oh, God.
Well, yeah. So, there it is. There it is. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. Look at all those tabs
man,
up there,
that's
man.
That's a lot of got a lot of tabs.
So, we could probably get into it, start the show at a normal time today.
Hey, let's do that.
And then we could get into topics or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dudes, let's start the show. All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a show that is live twice a week, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. What do we do on these shows, you may ask? Well, we talk about stuff and things, and then occasionally, if you're lucky, we'll talk about things and stuff, but sometimes it's just stuff and things, so that's it. If you want to watch the show on demand, I didn't want to look at your face because it was going to be very distracting. But I wasn't amazing.
It was really bad.
Okay. It's going to be a thumbnail. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't know that. I just saw your face as you realized that it's going to be a thumbnail. What are you looking at? Okay. Anyway, if you can't watch it live, that's fine. We forgive you. YouTube.com/SethColby is where the videos go on demand. And then if you want to listen to the audio version, it's on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just go to SethColby.com and check those links out. You can also buy a t-shirt at SethColby.com/merch. You can subscribe to the show at twitch.tv/SethColby. $4.99 and up will get you a hog emote. If you want to pay $9.99 a month, you can get Colby's fat face. If you want to pay $24.99 a month, you can get my fat face, Colby's fat face, and a pig
to use
anywhere on Twitch. There's nothing better, believe me.
Hog pig.
Than going into, like, famous streamers' Twitches and just pasting 16 hogs.
Pig of hog, man.
Because you can see their eyes as they're looking through chat and just be like, is that a pig? And then it's gone.
It's gone.
But you could affect their life. You know, just,
yeah.
I think that they go on, they're like, get to their wives, and they're like, hey.
Mm.
There was a pig in chat tonight, and I don't know where it was from. And it's from this show. $4.99
will get
you
that.
You can also donate money, all right? A sum of $5 or more, including 500 bits, will get you a loud foghorn to sound. We'll read your message and your name, and we'll thank you vigorously.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anything
thank
we forgot? Oh, yeah, follow us on Twitter, too, for memes.
You, thank okay. you, thank right. you, thank you. This is entertainment,
It's gone. That's all we get today. I feel like that intro was shorter than normal. Did I forget something?
No.
I think I got
it all,
right?
You never forget anything. You've got it down to a fucking T, man.
My Twitch Prime is reserved for you guys. I will always have the hog emote. Nah, man, Rin, you're doing it wrong. You just got a big basement brain. Every month.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yep. And he'll give you that sub. Gift it right to you. Lol.
LOL.
Yep. So anyway, what are we going to talk about tonight, man?
Stuff and things.
You want to talk about Star Wars first, or you want to talk about Marvel?
I can't see anything, so literally anything.
Okay, we'll talk about... I mean, I'm going to talk it to you.
Cool, okay. Man.
All right, man. It has been revealed.
Revealed.
You can't see. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the one-time directors of Solo. Solo movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are now going to be executive producers on Solo. So what does this mean?
They give them credit for writing the script of some sort?
No. Executive producer is the only credit they're going to get. But according to Directors Guild rules from Hollywood, you know, the big wigs out there in the wood, okay?
The wood
I think that's
of
what
Holly.
I think that's what they call it.
Holly's
the wood.
Deep, dark wood.
Exactly. Now we're talking about something else.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have directed... If you have directed more than 51% of the movie that appears on the screen, you have to be credited as a director. So you know what that means.
They reshot more than 50% of it?
Yep. Ron Howard at least directed more than 51% of the new Han Solo movie. So
that just screams, you know, success.
Right. Well, that does explain, like, why they didn't have trailers until the Super Bowl, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have trailers till 2 months before the movie comes out, basically.
Oh, yeah, because they were still finishing
it. They were still finishing it up.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, didn't we read it, and they're like, it's about done? Isn't that kind of how it was made it feel?
I thought it was about done when they got fired.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means they scrapped a ton of that movie.
Right.
And now it's a Ron Howard movie.
Yep.
It's not even anything close to their movie. They're just getting executive producer credits.
Can go jump off a fucking.
I mean, has he made any good?
No.
Movies at our
last movie that he made.
Well, I mean, Beautiful Mind's good, right?
In the Heart of the Sea, or whatever that fucking Chris Hemsworth.
Is that
whale
the one with the whale?
Yes.
Oh God, that's not good.
That's the last Ron Howard film.
It's hard to make a Thor look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it.
Yeah, he did it. That's probably the least seen Chris Hemsworth movie ever, minus Ghostbusters.
Oh, he also made that Rush movie with Chris Hemsworth, where he's a race car driver.
Oh, yeah, that played nowhere.
Yeah, but it had great nudity DVD. In it. Great nudity in it.
That's good to know.
Yeah, but that's it. That's the only redeeming quality. And I'm not talking about Chris Hemsworth, although that nudity would also be great. Let's check out Ron Howard's filmography here.
No, he just looks like a ball sack. I'm a droopy ball sack. I'm Ron Howard.
Okay, so he did American Maid. No. Okay, hold on. We're gonna sort by producer. Director. That'll fix it. Oh my god! When I click director,
is a film director? Exactly.
Okay, so let's see. The last movie he directed was Inferno. Oh yeah, Inferno. He did the whole Da Vinci Code series. Those movies are all okay.
Yeah,
they're all okay.
Writing, I feel like.
Agreed. He did a documentary about the Beatles. In the Heart of the Sea.
What's the first category?
This would be actor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Heart of the Sea. You gonna ask because of Trump?
Yes.
I thought so. Made in America. What's that?
Got me.
What is that? What is this?
You got me, bro.
It's a 2013 documentary. Oh, it's a documentary.
Pfft. See? Not even good enough.
It's about the music festival founded by Jay-Z?
What?
Is Ron Howard a secret gangsta?
Maybe. Maybe Han Solo will be good.
Okay.
No way.
Rush. The Racing movie. The Dilemma. Another movie. Oh, no. Is this the one with the baby swap or whatever?
No, but it's starring Kevin
The
James
film follows savvy businessman Ronnie
Vaughn.
And genius engineer Nick, who are best friends and partners in auto design. They're pursuing the project to make their firm famous. Ronnie sees Nick's wife, Geneva, kissing another man. Oh, that's right. Seeks answers how to figure out how to tell Nick about what he saw while working with him to complete their critical presentation. Dude, if I saw your girlfriend kiss another man, I would just text you and be like, hey, I saw your girlfriend kiss another man. May want to find out what that's about.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be like, fuck you, man. Yeah, dare you butt into my personal life?
It's not my fault your girlfriend kissed another man.
The whole kill the messenger thing is kind of
Yeah.
But then again, oh, here's
what if I kissed her, though, I wrap myself out as a smokescreen?
Okay, one, you're stabbed. Two, if you saw it and texted me and had no proof of it, and then I talked to her about it, and then she was like, no, that didn't happen. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And it's very convincing. And then I'm like,
You just go, shit. Says fat and blind. You're probably telling the truth.
Maybe.
And then Chris
and then
will
get
stalk
cut
her
the rest
on,
of,
on
the rest of time.
I get cut?
Cucked. I get cucked.
Oh, well, maybe.
The rest of time.
Yeah, who cares? If you don't know you're getting cucked, is it being cucked?
Yeah.
Because isn't being cucked like the art of knowing you're being cucked?
I mean, I think so, but I don't know.
Because then, if you can be cucked unknowingly, everyone's a cuck, right? Because someone out there is cucking us all at all times. Like, right now we're being cucked by Big Oil or something, and we just won't know it.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Like, there's some corporate
fat
cat.
There's no penetration involved, bro. No penetration.
It might be penetration involved in the oil business.
I mean, unless you're getting blown in the ass by oil, then I think we're good.
Well, maybe I am, man. Then oil's cucking me.
Well, then that is a personal life decision on your end.
But anyway.
Which you should take care
no,
of.
No, first of all, if I want that, I can have that, and I don't need your judgment in my life.
I judge.
And second of all.
No oil lovers here. All Nazis.
I think I'd be pretty... I don't know, dude. I'm wondering how I'd actually handle that situation.
What?
I mean, to be honest, if I saw your girlfriend kiss another man,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably walk up to her and be like, who's this?
Yeah.
And then just LOL about how awkward I just made it.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Who's your boyfriend? I haven't met him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you and Colby broke up. That's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be really awkward. Be like, how are your herpes treatments? Can't believe Coy didn't tell you about that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, that'd be great.
That would be a good one.
Get her.
You got her.
You know.
Just go up
and then she's like, I'm not Colby's girlfriend. My name's Samantha. And then I'm like, oh, this is really awkward.
This is awkward.
I'll see you later. Here's $5.
You?
Goodbye.
You look very familiar.
You look just like her.
Do you have a sister? You have a twin? No?
That'd be great,
okay.
Dude.
I'm blind.
That'd be great. But yeah, so. Okay, anyway, back to Ron Howard's terrible filmography.
Yeah.
After the Dilemma, Angels and Demons, Frost Nixon. I think Frost Nixon was well regarded, right? But again, this is like drama, political drama.
I watched that, actually.
Okay.
It wasn't super great. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Directing, it was like a man director. Like, nothing stood out about Joe's directing of it.
Yeah.
It was the two actors.
That's what I would say. It's
were
like
really good.
His directing's vanilla.
Yeah. It's very vanilla.
Now that I'm thinking about, like, A Beautiful Mind and all those movies that I like.
It's bland ass. Like,
right, but the
you need a three-camera setup wide and then two close-ups.
Right, because the script is great.
Got it.
That's why those movies are good.
Got that.
Because Beautiful Mind has, like, a great twist and it's riveting, but the directing is not something I'd be like, wow.
Right.
Ron Howard just gets to pick good scripts.
But is that a skill just out of sheer will that it's so vanilla that we don't even notice if it's bad or good?
I don't know,
just
dude.
Like right.
Is
right
he like the James Patterson
he's
of
not,
movies? Like he just
not,
keeps churning out good things, but
he's not fucking.
He's like Stephen King, or his horror movies are just all, or his horror books are always good, so you forget about him now because he's just always there, always writing, always making things. What are you doing to yourself?
Who's the fucking guy in the room?
Wiseau?
Yes, Tommy. That's his first name. Yeah, he's not Tommy Wiseau, but he's also not like James Cameron.
He's right in the middle.
He's smack dab.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
Subpar user asks, what happened to Far Cry 5? Let's try to figure this one out. What do we think happened between my personal stream of Far Cry 5 and this completely separate, different channel that's never played a video game before? Why do you surmise we're not playing Far Cry 5?
I don't know.
Is that bannable yet?
Is this the guy who sent us those YouTube videos way back when, and he's like a little tiny kid playing on a hill?
Yes.
I gotcha.
Just tell me when, man. I'll pull the trigger.
Anytime. You're seeing Tommy's new movie tomorrow? What's his new movie?
It's like isn't it a documentary, dude? Ren, isn't that a documentary? It's not a documentary.
I would doubt it.
I thought it was a documentary, but now I'm saying that out loud. That would not be possible, right?
No way. I watched him do
Cinderella
like
Man. The Missing. How does he do movies that we've never heard of?
Huh? The Missing? Probably because it sucks dick. Cate Blanchett and Tommy Lee Jones, man.
What, you don't like Cate Blanchett
what?
And Tommy Lee Jones?
What?
Both in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's Thor's
Yeah,
bad.
She's Hela, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And Tommy Lee Jones is the old angry captain.
Oh, he's dead as shit, though.
Oh, he dead now, yeah.
Yeah, he's dead as shit.
He's dead now, yeah. Colby, subpar user, wants to reinforce that he loves your hat
That's
again.
That's like three times, man. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's like how many times we ban you?
It's a beanie. And they are quite... You know, easy to find.
You know, maybe the advice we should give the subpar user as we try to help him without banning him.
Yes.
Okay. Because I believe he is doing his best. You know, like when your mother says, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have anything constructive to add to chat.
Still a type of hat.
Don't chat.
I mean, I would say headwear, yes. But hat?
Right.
I think hats have to have bills.
Rim?
Of some sort.
Rim?
A rim or a bill.
Yeah. I would agree.
Either way, fuck this conversation. He directed The Grinch. That's all we need to know.
He directed The Grinch?
Yes, he directed The fucking Grinch.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
My God, he directed The Grinch.
Yep.
Dude.
Apollo 13. Okay, I'll give him that one.
Yeah, he has like four great movies.
I'll give him that one.
But you make 800 movies over the course of 30 years, you're probably going to have one or two good ones.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see, man. I'm going to see it.
I'm going to look up this Best Friends movie now. Oh, I just searched Best Friends. It's just a picture of us. That's weird. How'd Google know? Let's see. Best Friends. It's not coming up. Tommy... Wiseau. Is that going to do it? Here we go. Okay, here it is. Little Girl from the Grinch movie is a goth punk rock chick in a famous band now.
Yes.
Cindy Lou Who? No.
Yeah, man. She's in the Pretty Reckless.
Dude.
It's pretty big.
Another person's life. The Grinch ruined.
Yeah, she was like, fuck life. I'm going goth, emo, hardcore chick.
I didn't realize people still did that nowadays.
Piercings, tats.
Pretty Reckless is a great band name, though.
They're not bad.
Yeah, it's a great band name. All right. Let's see. It's an American black comedy film starring Tommy Wiseau and Greg Sestro.
Oh, my God. Both of them.
It features the reunion of Wiseau and Sestro 15 years after the making of the cult classic The Room.
What if this movie is the best thing that ever happened?
It's no way it is. It's no way it is.
Who? Anybody like funding it?
When a Drifter
written
is taken
by Greg,
in.
Produced by Greg. Directed by Justin McGregor.
I mean, I assume Tommy Wiseau got a lot of money from Disaster Artist. Like James
well, one,
Franco.
He's always had money. He
really?
Funded The Room solely by himself.
How does he have money?
No one knows.
Okay.
And
it's terrifying, right? Because
yeah.
he's just. Scarily Eastern European. So.
Oh, he spent about $6 million making The Room just out of his pocket.
You're telling me I live in a world where Tommy Wiseau has more money than I
yes.
do?
Yes.
Before the Disaster
Before
Artist.
The Room and that. Yep.
I'm Ron Howard. That's what I am. Because I'm not Howard Stern and I'm not Tommy Wiseau. I'm right in the middle. Just, I can't get either way. Yeah. If I went down farther, I'd get money for being dumb. If I went better, I'd get money for being good.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle.
Yep. Yeah, man. $6 million. He bought all the equipment. He didn't rent any of the equipment. He just bought all the equipment to shoot the film. He also shot the entire film on digital and film for every scene. He just had two cameras right next to each other.
Why?
According to him, no one had ever like done a comparison
yeah.
like that.
Why would they?
And he did. Some of the scenes are film, and some of the scenes are digital. And he was like, he credited himself with that being one of the first movies to ever do that.
When did The Room come out?
I don't know.
Because Zodiac was like that. And that's a Fincher film. Back
know.
In the day.
I don't know how old it was.
Well, gotta find out now. We gotta see how dumb Tommy Wiseau is. He's gonna be right, and I'm gonna rage. That's what's gonna be. Gonna be okay. The Room came out in 2003. I don't know, man. He might have been the first. He might have been the first. Zodiac came out in 2007. Yeah.
Oh shit.
My God.
Yeah, man.
2003.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually impressive. How did he shoot digital back? What even camera? 2003 is a long time ago, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was shooting podcasts in digital in 2003, and they were 320 by 640.
It was a big camera from, I mean, watching the Disaster Artist.
Like,
where? They could have just not done that accurately, but
that's
I don't know.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I can't believe he has money.
The man's a crazy person.
I didn't know that, dude. I did not know
And
that.
Also from New Orleans, according to him.
Well, that's what he says.
And also says that he's, like, 24.
So it's a road trip movie between
Dude,
the two guys from The Room.
I want to watch this, actually.
I mean...
How many sex scenes do you think are going to be in it?
I've never seen The Disaster Artist.
There's like 15 in The Room. I've never seen The Room
I've never
the
seen
through.
The Room or Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist was better.
I've seen Tommy Wiseau 100 times, though, because he lives about 3 miles away from here. Puts on that hat and that wig, and Tommy Wiseau... Sunfish Tony P.
Oh, I got you.
That picture.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
That was a quick joke. You should be a little ashamed you didn't get
Spin
that.
Spin the fucking wheel.
Spin the wheel? Okay, here we go, dude. You can't drink before the wheel spins. It's cheating.
It's for you, though.
Oh. That's not fair.
Totally fair. Ha! It's barely. What is digital? It's ones and zeros.
It's a very metaphysical answer.
Now we need a hype form. Wah, 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 shot. Just play that back.
That seems unnecessary.
Play that back.
Can we just make your womp noise, just make that replace the clicker? It's just wah, 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 every single time.
That would get annoying as shit.
Dude, wouldn't that be great, though?
That would get annoying as shit.
Great. I mean, technically, yeah, all digital is binary. Mm-hmm. Every single thing is binary. It's a one or a zero. Doesn't that blow your mind whole? How's that work, man?
Except stupid. What? Analog?
Well, I mean, everything digital. Did I say that?
Yeah,
digital?
The only reason I remember that is because of the shit. I forget the company. But its logo is like a analog, like, you know, thing like this.
Like a waveform?
And then it's a 101.
Don't know something like that.
I forget what it is. It's Casio, Vasio, Vizio, Vizso, Visso?
Yup. All of those, I believe. So anyway, Ron Howard directing all of Solo. All right, let's move on to something good here.
Hey, cool.
John Krasinski thinks The Office should come back for a Christmas special.
Great.
Not hyped?
No. One, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
NBC made it clear over the last few months that it would really like to bring back more of its older hits. The Office in particular is supposedly being penciled in for a possible revival during the 2018-2019 TV season. NBC hasn't confirmed that, but the network is really serious about resurrecting The Office. John Krasinski has some ideas. He says he'd totally do it if NBC wanted him to come back. I'd love the idea of coming back and finding out where everybody is. I would totally be down for that. So, when we talked about this, like, a month ago, maybe?
Yeah.
We said this would never work because Michael Scott would never come back. And John Krasinski wouldn't come back because he's out being the next Gerard Butler or whatever.
Right.
So, John Krasinski says he's back in. Do you think that if Michael Scott, what's his name? What's the guy? What's his name? I should know his name. Steve Carell.
Yes.
If Steve Carell was the only person not coming back, do you think that would pressure him into coming back? And do you care?
I don't know. The reason why they ended it was because it wasn't. It was going downhill.
Well, right, but that could be attributed.
About to jump the shark.
That could be attributed to Michael Scott not being in the show.
Yes.
Right?
Then you got Robert California.
Robert California is better than Michael Scott. Fight me.
Yeah.
But he was only there for one season.
Right.
So
I'm just saying that was a season without Michael Scott, and that was a fine season.
Yeah, but then they had two more where Will Ferrell showed up, Kathy Bates showed up, the annoying British woman showed up. Idris Elba, I think, was in one episode for some reason. Like, they just had a rotating thing of people.
Will Ferrell and Idris Elba were both, like, in the midst of right after Michael left.
Right.
Still the same season, I think. Because I don't think Michael leaving was at the end of a season. I think it was, like, in the middle.
Okay. So Idris
Elba... there was, like, three episodes after Michael left.
Either way, I don't want it. If it
and
comes back...
Robert California was the whole of season 8.
I don't think there's any way this is good.
And then Andy was... manager of season 9. And then
the British chick kicked him out.
And they were like, nah, you're good. We're done.
Then
Andy was the downfall of that show.
Dude, I hate Ed Helms.
Yeah.
I really don't like Ed Helms. No. He's... I think he's always Ed Helms in every movie he plays, every single movie. If this comes back and it's good, you're just going to be mad there's not more. Right?
Yes.
If this comes back and it's bad, you're going to wish they never made it.
And then...
because if it comes back again, it's just going to go away again.
I don't care.
Like, the only show that did this successfully, because Family Guy, the ruling's still out. Because it came back and it's still going. I don't watch Family Guy anymore. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if people like it. I don't know if they're glad it's back. But Futurama got canceled, came back as three movies, then it got picked up again, and then it had a proper ending, and it's going to stay dead. Like, I think that they dodged a bullet, because it could have just ended the original run. Okay, revivals would have been great, but then the movies came out, and they didn't really put to bed the show.
Yeah.
They just hoped that those movies would be popular enough that someone would pick it up. It didn't happen. They had to wait another, like, 2 years before Comedy Central decided to reboot it. And then they all came back, and then they just ended the show naturally, like, a few seasons later. I mean, your best-case scenario for The Office is that, right? A couple specials, and then it comes back as a series, and then they end it again. But they already ended it. Like, that's the Futurama worked because they never ended it, ever.
Yeah.
Like, the first run didn't end. It was just an episode.
Is it ended, though?
Yeah, everyone went to different places and did different things.
Oh, that is a good point. So, like, if they Jim's come, no longer at The Office.
Right, so if they come back, they're going to have to make up some reason why they're back, and then that's just going to crush everyone's dreams because no one wanted to work at The Office. So if it turns out that, 12 years later, Jim failed and now he's back at The Office, that's going to be crap for your character arcs.
Yep.
So I just don't see any way that this works, because it's either a road movie where everyone is doing different things and they come back and they spend 30 minutes talking about what they did. They have a funny little playlet in the middle and then they all leave again. And then that's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Or they ruin your characters by bringing them all back.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't know, man. I just don't feel like it's a great idea. But I can hear unofficial Tony P's boner for this a mile away, so I don't know, dude.
Gross.
I don't know, man.
I don't like it.
I don't like it, but here's something I'm super excited about. I want to see if you're excited about it. So Captain Marvel has begun principal photography. Who cares? Here's what we care about. All right. Here's what we care about. You ready for this?
Yep.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Film Stars Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Knew that.
Who?
Brie Larson.
Who?
She's a lady from The Room. Not Room. The Room.
Who? What?
She's one of these ladies. I'm sure she's in here somewhere.
No, these are just Marvel stories, bro.
God. It's all Avengers. Okay. She's playing Captain Marvel.
Cool.
Okay? She's a woman and she's blonde.
Gotcha.
Okay, imagine her in her head. Samuel L. Jackson. All right, cool, right? Nick Fury's back, dude. No? No? Okay. Digimon, Hansu, and Lee Pace. You know who they are? No. That's the guy. That's the enforcer of the blue dude. Lee Pace is the Kree bad guy from Guardians 1. And Jimon Hansu is his enforcer, the dude who gets the thing ripped out the side of his head. Remember him? He's also the opposite of Leonardo DiCaprio in Blood Diamond.
Oh, okay, cool.
So they're coming back.
Lee Pace is...
Right,
he's
the Kree guy. What's his name? Something the Destroyer?
Ah, shit. Fuck it.
But you know...
The main bad guy.
Right, the main bad guy. So they're going to be in this prequel, essentially, because it's a 90s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Two Guardians villains?
Yeah, there's no way that they're playing the same people.
Yeah, they're playing the same people.
Where the fuck is she from?
She's from, like, Brooklyn or something, man.
Well, then what's she doing in space?
Don't know, man. And then they've also, here's another one. Clark Gregg, man. You know who that is, Clark Gregg? Who? Agent Coulson's back, man.
Fuck off. I could give less of a shit.
Dude, I give 60 more about this movie now that I couldn't.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it because it's Marvel.
Right?
But, yeah.
Are you all in on Marvel now?
They got me with their last three
because you were out of Marvel.
Yeah.
Now you're in.
Yeah.
Okay.
What came out? I think it was Civil War that kind of turned me off. I was just like, oh, they're just fighting each other.
By the way, that movie's better also on repeat watches.
I agree. I watched that again not too recently, but yeah, it's much better.
Right.
I like the fact that they didn't battle three or four meta superhuman.
Right. Well, and also, I think I like it.
A human story.
Well, and I like it better through the lens of hindsight, where you realize that the fight scenes weren't as extravagant as they normally were because none of them actually wanted to fight each other.
Right.
And then it got more serious than usual at the end because one of them actually got really hurt, which is Rhodey.
Well, yeah, and then the whole Cap Iron Man fight.
Right.
When Bucky killed his mom.
And Iron Man was really trying to kill the Winter Soldier there.
Yeah.
Like, really trying to kill.
Yeah.
And Captain America was really trying to not hurt Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of, like, going into it with that mindset. The movie is actually probably one of the best Marvel movies from a character development standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, I've been watching... Can you post links? No. If you watch that movie, skip the opening fight scene with Crossbones.
Okay.
Just get it out. Don't even watch it. Not worth it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Go right to Tony Stark at the university doing his stuff.
Yeah.
All right? And then with the Thunderbolt Ross stuff. Okay? And then you go past... No, actually, that might be all you need to skip. I think that's all you need to skip is that first scene.
I don't know. I kind of didn't like the fact that the government's all like Sokovia, and here's all the instances where you fucked up.
But see,
really, it's you saved the world.
But when you go back and watch, watch Ultron again.
I did.
Okay. When that Hulk is just destroying that town in Africa, that's like they bring down a building, dude.
Yeah, but he checked to see if there weren't civilians in it first.
Yeah, but that was after the Hulk trashed 100 cars, killed several dozen police officers for the lulz of it, started smashing whatever he could.
True, but then the whole aftermath, all of Sokovia,
agreed,
was completely done to show that they weren't just killing everyone.
I agree.
But, I mean, I agree as well.
But you go back and you watch that,
you
too.
You can't really avoid buildings falling
right.
on you.
There's, and that's what they picked to do it. Because you do see specifically, like, buildings falling off the side of the island.
Yeah.
And that type of stuff.
But, I mean, and then also they set it up in Ultron to where they cleared the city
yes,
first.
Yes, they did. But also, Ultron was made by Tony Stark.
And also, if you're an old motherfucker in Sokovia, you're going to be like, ah, stupid yeah. youngins.
Well, that's what happened. I mean, remember he runs into the police station, he's like, we're under attack, do mm-hmm. something, and they're all just like, whatever.
Yeah,
and
it just...
So, I mean, it's kind of... It kind of makes sense.
I just don't... I kind of... I mean, I get it. Yes, it makes sense in the story.
Right.
I don't like how they used it as a plot device in a movie.
Well...
How about that?
No, I could agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think...
They have a big old plot device in Ultron, which is they have to save everyone.
Right.
And not just blow up the meteor.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, well, all that work you did doesn't matter because
I don't know.
We're still pissed at you.
See, I don't look at it like that. I think you're looking at it like a rational... Like someone who would watch CNN News. And how you should be looking at it is how Thunderbolt Ross looks at it. Because that's the motivation behind Tony Stark and everyone else. Is he's basically like, we've got this war criminal, the Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
and he is now the poster child for the Avengers doing good. Like, he blew up the UN, the Avengers are going to take care of this guy. Or the Avengers don't have to take care of this guy. Maybe that's the motivation. And the fact that now one dude is messing up his plan enrages him. And so he sends Tony Stark... Well, he doesn't. Tony Stark volunteers. Remember, they were going to send CIA agents or whatever after with shoot-to-kill orders on Captain America to get the Winter Soldier back.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Stark said, no, I'll go do it. Give me 36
right.
hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember, after he goes, and the people say, you can't. Tony sneaks off from the prison and goes and does it anyway.
Yeah, how Tony didn't end up in a cell for just completely destroying a fucking
airport. I don't know
airport.
How that worked either.
I don't either.
Well, and also he deliberately disobeyed What's-His-Face, Thunderbolt Ross, and evaded all the orders, went against the Sokovia Accords, and then he also helped a fugitive escape.
Yeah.
And the great thing about all that is that that's going to be the setup for Infinity War. For the last 2 years, however long has passed between Civil War and Infinity War, I think it's 2 years, all of these people have been on the run, except for Tony Stark, who's had to have an Avengers of himself and Rhodey, basically.
And Spider-Man.
Kind of.
Well, actually, I think that might have been before Civil War.
Right. Well, and that
it was, well,
Spider-Man happened. Spider-Man happened.
It was 8 years after Avengers.
Well, Spider-Man happened after Civil War, but just a few months. It
Spider-Man
happened like 6-7 months.
Fucks the whole timeline up.
No, there's a whole post about how it works.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 8 years later, though?
Yeah.
So is it after?
It takes place in 2018. Is when Spider-Man takes place. Spider-Man takes place in the same year. Okay, so basically, he comes in as a freshman, Homecoming is his sophomore year, Infinity War is his junior year. That's how you're going to look at it. Infinity War is going to take place in 2019.
Right, no, what I'm saying is that in Spider-Man, the villain
yes.
is working on cleaning up the Avengers.
Right.
And then it cuts to a big 8 years later. And then
right, because that's 2010. That's 2010.
Oh, fuck, is that when Avengers came out?
Yeah, because there's two time changes. There's the 8 years later when it becomes 2018, and then there's 6 months time change when Tony drops him off and he goes, this isn't a hug. There's a 6 month time gap between that and when he goes back to school. Basically, it's not 6 months, it's like 4 months. They skip summer break, essentially. They go from the end of school to homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
In a school period. That's like, what, 4 or 5 months?
Oh, I thought it was the big 8 years thing. That's what was throwing me off.
No, it's 2010. That's when Avengers came out.
Holy fuck.
Hey, dude, think about it. We were doing the original Southern Coalition when Iron Man came out.
That was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
So then what? No, that doesn't make any sense. Came out in 2011.
Well,
had to have.
It might have came out in 2011, but it took place in 2010.
Because, yeah, they were only doing one at a time back then, so it was Iron Man
2008. I think they were doing two. I think they were doing
two.
Iron
Man 2008, Thor 2009, Captain 2010. Mm. Look it up!
Yeah, that might be right. Yeah, that might be right, because I think Captain America and all right, we'll look it up.
I mean, that only makes sense to me.
We always talk about Marvel just too
Dude,
much.
Just fuck it.
We should just do a Marvel podcast.
We should.
It's basically what this is.
Especially since we're both in on it now, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Avengers was 2012. Okay. 2012.
So, see?
But it takes place in 2010. I'm going to have to find it now. I'm going to find it now.
That doesn't make any sense.
This just got posted because people had all these questions. This is it right here. Someone fixed the MCU timeline. Boom.
That doesn't make any sense.
So basically they just take the thing. Okay, so Iron Man begins May 2008. And this is all the evidence to support it. We're not going to go over the evidence because there's too much. All right. Iron Man 2, Incredible Hulk, Thor, Avengers. The only mention of any dates of the whole film are two lines of dialogue. Natasha talking to Bruce, you've been here more than a year without an incident. I don't think you want to break that streak. And theory, last year the Earth had a visitor from another planet who had a grudge match leveled a small town, meaning Avengers can only be in 2010. Okay. Iron Man 3 puts, according to Killing the Movies, December 2012. Thor the Dark World, like 2 years. It's either referencing 2009 or Avengers 2010. Captain America the Winter Soldier, the few quotes to put the movie in 2013. Age of Ultron. It says, not a single mention of time anywhere in the script. The movie begins in an undisclosed amount of time after S.H.I.E.L.D. collapsed when the Avengers appear to have been going on missions for a long time. Most likely 2016, according to Secretary Ross's quote in Civil War. Because he said Civil Wars is 4 years after Winter Soldier, which places the movie in 2017. And said, Vision also says the 8 years since Mr. Stark announced himself as Iron Man, so the years following Tony's announcements and preceding Civil War, which are 2009 to 2017, so 2017 minus 2009 equals 8. So Civil War is in 2017. Doctor Strange is 2016. So here's Homecoming. Starts with the aftermath battle in New York, then 8 years later appears on the screen. The 8 years between Avengers and Homecoming are the rest of 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, most of 2017. That places Homecoming in 2017, which is already established because it's 2 months after Civil War, and Civil War is in 2017, according to Ross and Vision. Another mention of time is 2 months appears on the screen after Tony drops off Peter, and since Homecoming is in the fall, that means Civil War was summer of 2017, Homecoming is fall of 2017. Another mention of the date is Cap's gym class video, which we know was shot after the events of the Avengers because of the costume he's wearing. Captain America says, but take it from a guy who's been frozen for 65 years. And since the video is filmed after the Avengers in 2010, 1945 to 2010 is 65 years.
Jesus.
The only outright date at reference was when Happy said he's carrying the ring since 2008, confirming that's the year Iron Man took place. So the only time mentioned in Thor Ragnarok was Ultron Sokovia were 2 years ago, meaning the events of the movie take place in 2018. And Black Panther said Oakland scenes take place in 92. The rest of the movie takes place immediately after Civil War since his father just died and he's getting crowned king. It means Black Panther is 2017. So there you go, man. Subpar user, if you ask one more time, put a clip or any link, you're banned. That's actually number. That's like strike three. Should we just ban him? This is the problem. This is the problem I have with him all the time. He does so many things that I would usually ban for. But he only does them once, and then he learns his lesson. But if you do 5 things that are a bannable offense, do those count as strikes?
Yes. Ban.
I mean, he basically just spams.
Yeah, ban.
Nonsense.
Just ban.
All right, man, you're banned again. Well, you're going to say no before I ban him. You ready? Ban. We got to go ban this alt account, too. There you go. Crushed his dreams, man.
Just ruined a young boy's soul.
You did. You ruined his soul.
That's okay.
But you did, man. Thank
what
you.
What were we even talking about before Thank I brought the timeline up?
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, Captain Marvel. Takes place in the 90s or whatever. And
oh, yeah.
So, I don't know how we got onto the timeline from that, but we just nerded out hard.
Interesting.
Black Panther is nearly 40% of all movie tickets sold in 2018. That's just a headline for you. Try to wrap your head around
it. I mean,
that.
No, that makes sense. I can't think of one good movie that's come out so far this year. Minus Black Panther.
Right.
Name me one other one.
Tomb Raider?
Nope. I mean, yeah, sure. I was thinking just because I'm going onto my site.
Thing is like
of looking at videos.
Even the new movies get beat out by Black Panther. Like Tomb Raider didn't open number one because Black Panther was still number one.
That's crazy.
Pacific Rim Uprising came out last Friday. It didn't. It got number one. It finally knocked Black Panther off the podium, but it made so little money.
How long has that fucking movie been out? 2 months?
Pacific Rim?
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. It came out February, like Valentine's Day. Basically right around Valentine's Day, I think.
A month and a half.
Yeah. But still, it was like 5 weeks, I think, at number one.
That's fucking nuts.
I mean, and granted, it's only the end of March, so... I mean, 40% of the entire year isn't that significant, but so there have been other movies.
Yeah.
Like, you would think Tomb Raider would make more money.
It just gets me rock hard!
Taylor yeah, V. Does. Oh, we gotta spin the wheel for that.
Yeah, it does.
Let's spin the wheel, man. Taylor, thank you for your new sub.
Yes, thank
you. You the best.
So
this is an OG. It's an OG in the building. She's
since
been subbed for 2 months.
Eight.
Yeah. Yeah. You all
since
bow down
Iron
to
Man,
her.
Man.
You bow down. She can spam and chat all she wants and not get banned.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't talk in chat, but Colby does two shots. Colby does two shots. Colby does two shots. Colby does two shots. We just both do one.
I'll finish this beer.
Yeah, but donations, subs, anything like that, anything that makes a noise, basically, we'll spin the wheel.
Oh yeah,
hogs in chat.
Party's getting started now.
Hogs in chat.
Scares the hog out of me.
I just imagine Ren laying on his back. Ah! Sorry.
Where did this hog come from?
Hog...
I was in there this entire time.
So I might have made a promise on stream today.
Oh, shit.
You know, it might be better if I play it.
Isn't good.
I don't like doing this type of shameless self-promotion on my of my own channel. But...
You do it all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. You love to do it.
Sub to me, twitch.tv/zswig.
Like
hey,
oh,
like shut up, man.
Two lies right in a row. Just hear the same lie twice.
okay, I gotta find it, so cut me some slack here real quick.
Oh, yeah. Boop, 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 boop. Cutting him some fucking slack.
I think
for
it's
his own,
I think it's at the beginning,
for
actually.
His own shit.
Hey, I could scrub through it, but I paused it and I'm
for
looking at thumbnails.
His own shit.
It's also not on the screen, and it could
follow
be.
Oh, his shit.
All right, and it's muted. Okay, here we go.
For some shit ass shit. It's actually really good most of the time.
I mean, it is me, so. I mean, if you...
You're
not that not that because
bad,
it's me,
though.
I'm good. It's just
you're
saying...
Just bad all the time.
If you didn't like...
If you didn't like me, why would you watch...
Right.
Why would you watch this show?
Exactly.
What are you doing? Are you clicking like around like a potato?
Dude, I did a 7.5 hour long broadcast today, man. The clicker bar's a little sensitive.
You were just like looking at a sausage potato, man.
Here we go. Yeah, I was trying to sell meat.
Festive.
Okay, a few drinks. All right, so here's just for context for those of you in audio. I'm doing a quest for the Testicle Festival. All right, I went and
perfect.
I went and got some cow balls and brought them to this guy who roasted them up. And now
this sounds like a great game.
Now I'm at the Testicle Festival.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I just finished drinking and eating
later,
my testicles.
Okay.
It's actually going to happen slightly after this.
Have a shot.
This part has nothing to do with it. I can't. I'm talking too much. 40 seconds from now, you're gonna hear me talking. So.
You're really good at shooting things when drunk, man.
Dude, it's hard. This like right here, I'm very confident about what I'm doing. And then like I think we get to the third scarecrow over there and I start not good, dude. Well, you're wearing the same shirt in this video.
It was earlier today, Ren.
This was today. I think that's a joke, Colby. I think that's a joke. Spin the wheel.
Oh,
little question might be irrelevant now, but have you guys seen Black Panther? Yeah, we saw it. I liked it. I don't like it as much as probably most people.
I need a rewatch of it.
Agreed. We both need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Chat. They wanted me to fail. Here we go. Starbucks plug. Drinking out of a giant Starbucks mug. You can ADL. Well, that would have been nice to know. I don't know why I didn't try that. It's coming up.
John Cena.
Of course you can. The only thing John Seed is saying right now is, I'm dead. Good joke. 10 out of 10 quality Z swings. This guy's so funny. Hey, buddy. Okay, here we go. You ready for this? Dude, I would love to get so drunk one night that I wake up in the pig pen. That would just be amazing. They got party hats, dude. That's so great. What's up, piggy? How you doing, bruh? Okay, here it comes. Dude, I got to put on that Testicle Festival shirt just for the record. It's coming. Dude.
God, just
all right.
Self-promotion.
When Seth and Colby show gets big, and I mean like I mean, like Summit Big, which we will one day, I believe. All right, when that happens, we're gonna have a meetup somewhere, and we're gonna put hats on hogs. All right, that is a promise I'm making to you guys right now. Okay, I made that promise, Colby. Because if we ever end up making that much money,
I think I defame you.
Colby will probably spend his money on like Bugatti or something. I keep all my money. All right,
he's
AF. I don't need things. All right, I'm gonna spend all my money on hogs. That is a promise.
There you go. Worth it.
Hogs, man.
I mean, I might not spend all my money on hogs.
You just said it, though, and you promised.
Listen to that back. I probably won't spend all my money on hogs.
So, you can't trust that
hog,
promise on that.
I should say can't hogs trust. And hog-related celebrations is what I should have said.
Uh-huh.
Should say that.
Sure.
Yeah, but yeah, good just investment,
just
Chester.
As long as hogs
good
come
investment.
With rum ham. You know, there you go, man.
No, man, we can't kill the hogs.
We have to.
Can
for
we
the
put?
Rum
can
hand.
We pour rum on the hog and then lick it off a live hog?
You can do that.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be so drunk.
Feel free.
Can you do? Can you
feel
do donuts
free.
In your Bugatti in the
yeah,
field?
I will not do that because that's a $2 million car. So no. But. I will buy you a shit ass Jeep, and you could go and do
that's
that.
That's perfect. I do believe
out.
Though that sentiment is true, where you would buy like yourself a nice car, and I'd be like, "How can I get a live pig in here?"
I'd buy a house.
Yeah,
Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon shaped house. I didn't think you were on that again.
Nah, real lightsaber. That's what it is.
Yeah, real. Okay, I didn't think you were on that
invest
either.
That's the money. Get that flamethrower from fucking Musk.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Pigs with party hats, dude. You can't.
That was terrible.
Can't really.
It was a terrible promise. You suck.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's rude. All right, man. Here, so we're still talking about Marvel.
What do you think, dude?
This is the entire time I think this is the very first movie to be shot entirely on IMAX cameras. And so IMAX has put together a trailer that mm-hmm. shows their screen versus a standard screen.
To wipe out half the universe. If he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it with the snap of his
fingers. Is there anything out like little Easter eggs we're going to see in the IMAX version since there's
oh, no.
a little bit more of the frame?
It's just more like...
You don't know, man. There could be some background elements.
Okay, what do you think, man? Background elements?
Yeah, look at that building.
We got one advantage.
I mean...
Coming to us. We have...
God, the music has gotten so much better.
Oh my god, dude. This trailer... Have you seen the trailer that's cut with this at, with Toy Story 3 instead?
No. Oh, I didn't even... Wait, Toy Story 3? That's the one that's already been out. Toy Story 4 is the one that's coming out. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, look at this.
There was an idea.
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
To bring together a group of
this
remarkable
is so
people.
So amazing.
To see if we could become something more.
Like, so I want a toned version of Toy Story like this, man.
That they never could.
What it is all the music. This tone right here.
Yeah.
Like, if your nips don't get hard hearing that, I don't know if you're alive.
All this is really making me do is realize how good of camera motions they have in Toy Story.
I know, right?
There's a lot of pans and dollies and shit.
You will know what it's like to lose. Feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail. All the same.
Oh my god.
This is the greatest mashup trailer I've ever seen.
Run
for Woody!
Destiny still arrives.
Like the purple bear, dude.
Oh my god.
Evacuate the city.
It's also like I never realized Toy Story was this dramatic.
Right?
And get this man a shield.
Oh
Oh my god, I love this.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe.
This is more enjoyable to me than Toy Story 3.
Oh, right? Does put a smile on my face.
Oh my god. God, that's great.
Who the hell are you guys?
It was just, it's so beautiful, dude.
That was ridiculous.
By the way, Toy Story 10 came out in June of 2010, so feel old now. But yeah, that's that man's a genius, whoever did that.
That's pretty fucking
great. That's great, dude. Mm-hmm. You didn't change anything, but yeah, it gives me a new perspective on Toy Story 3 and like
I feel like
how cinematic that movie really is.
Of those.
It really gives, like you mentioned, like I know the ending is so great. It really is. Like you hit the nail on the head, man. It's like directing animated movies, I feel, get a bad rap, but like that was cinematic.
Oh yeah,
you just don't notice
with
much.
Like I don't know,
because it's cartoony. I don't know, dude.
I don't know why that made me look at it differently.
I agree with you. There's something. It looks way more dramatic. You know,
it's much more serious of tone, and then you're just like, oh yeah, I'm looking at animated shit. But then once you put Avengers music over it, you're like, damn, this is like a really intense anime right here, man. I'm about shit.
Anime?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. It's exactly what I was thinking. Top 10 anime battle. Oh my god, dude. But yeah, that's so... I mean, I don't really care about this, to be honest. Like, all this is the 16:9 cut. That's all this IMAX is gonna be. It's 16:9.
Yeah.
It's the standard widescreen television. So we're all gonna see this cut when it comes to Blu-ray. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless, so I'm probably seeing it in IMAX, so...
I'm not.
Definitely gonna do that.
No, I'm not paying for it because poor, so... But yeah. All right, man, you care about this at all? FX
heard about this.
Pulls the plug on Marvel's Deadpool animated series from Donald Glover. Basically, it's a problem because Fox got bought by Disney, but FX was not included.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Disney owns Deadpool, so FX no longer has the rights to X-Men.
Oh, okay.
But that also brings a question, like, what about that Legion show?
Is that X-Men?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, it's just like it's a mess, dude. I still don't know how FX didn't get bought by Disney.
Right.
I still don't understand that.
He tweeted, like, a whole bunch of the script.
Of Deadpool? Like,
uh-huh.
Really?
And a lot of it was very recent comedy. Like... He like in the script it says Deadpool shoots somebody in the head and then he breaks the fourth wall and is like, teachers, you're gonna have to do this soon. Pay attention. Like, there's a lot of school shooting jokes in it, man. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of school shooting jokes.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I don't know if the world's ready for that.
No.
I don't feel like
no,
it is.
But he just put it out on Twitter, just the script. Just be like, this is what you can get. Hey, Disney.
Someone will put it on Disney. YouTube now, you know.
I don't know if they ever did anything like to make it.
I hope they get
scripts.
Okay. Everyone is mad if they make a PG-13 Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I wasn't a fan of the comics, so I don't really give a shit.
That's kind of how I feel. Like, I get the people who are like, Deadpool is violent and he's
vulgar.
He's vulgar and he's gross and that kind of makes him who he is.
Yeah, dude, the new Deadpool 2 that's coming out has a shot where he gets shot in the hand,
right.
Pushes his hand over the gun, turns the gun around and then shoots the dude through his hand with the gun that's in his hand.
Right. But
through it. She's like, that's kind of overdone.
Yeah, that's kind of like,
and
do
yeah,
we...
you're going to try and put that in Infinity War?
Well, it's not going to work, obviously,
no,
but do we need that?
What, a PG-13?
No, do we need that scene?
I don't.
Right. Like...
Are you saying that it should be...
I don't know.
Should be okay with it if he is PG-13?
I'm talking out my butt because I don't read the comics.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. But like, I feel like Marvel does, in the movies, does a better job of...
the spirit of the characters more than the exact specs of the characters. Like, do you think Captain America is exactly the same in the comics?
No.
So could they not capture the spirit of Deadpool, the sarcastic, violent, vulgar Deadpool in a PG-13 way?
I don't know.
I mean, does he have to be having sex with Inara from Firefly in order for us to get that he's edgy? Like, do we have to get that? I mean, don't people love Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, who is also violent, vulgar, and edgy, and he's been a PG-13 Wolverine for 15 years?
Yeah, but then again, they got Logan, and they were like, shit, this is what we wanted.
Well, right, but no one was complaining before, either.
No.
Like, is it kind of like we got our cakes, and so now we want to eat it?
Yeah, but he's not as vulgar as Deadpool. That's why Deadpool was such a big fan, or, like, underground cult following, because he was disgusting and edgy and
I don't know, man. I guess
appealed to the you know, the
edgelords,
punk, and yeah, them.
The edgelords, yeah, man. That edgelord comment. Yep. I don't know, dude. I guess I just don't care.
I don't give a shit about Deadpool.
I guess the
don't
question
give a shit.
Maybe the question is this: if you could have, if would you shit. Rather have a PG-13 Deadpool with the Avengers, or have a rated R Deadpool all by himself?
The second one.
You think that's what you'd want?
That would be better.
Is that because you don't like Deadpool?
Yeah, don't put him in the Avengers. Put Wolverine in the Avengers. Don't put Deadpool in there. Nobody needs Deadpool.
I think the Deadpool
fans. He's an anti-hero.
Dude, people love Deadpool.
Nobody
man.
Gives a fuck.
Lots of people care about Deadpool.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Dude, look at this movie's
blowing
up, man.
He's gonna be smack dab right in the middle of Infinity War and Han Solo. He's not gonna make shit.
I mean, I do worry that no one's gonna see this movie.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got two other bigger ones.
Like, if
Deadpool does not compare to those two.
I'm worried Solo won't make money.
I mean, maybe.
Like,
who gives a
if
shit?
If Black Panther ate the money from Tomb Raider,
Pacific
Rim, whatever movies came out between those.
Pacific Rim wasn't gonna be good anyways, and everybody knew it was gonna be good.
But there are Pacific Rim fans out there, man.
In China.
Maybe, okay.
It did really great in China, the first one.
The point is, if a singular Marvel superhero movie can eat 5 weeks of money.
Right. The accumulation of all of the Marvel universe.
Right, you don't think Infinity War, the one we've been waiting 10 years for?
Is not going to take over both of those movies?
Right.
Yeah, definitely is.
Because Black Panther, the guy, who will probably still be in the top three movies every week until Infinity War comes out, is in Infinity War. Prominently. Get that man his shield.
And so is Wakanda. And more of the universe of Black Panther.
Yeah, and his sister, the guard, they're all and the guy who says, "I'll feed you to my children," or whatever. That guy's in it too. Like, it's basically a Black Panther movie.
Yeah.
But it's also an Iron Man movie, and a Captain America movie, and a Doctor Strange movie, and a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and a Thor movie. Who are we forgetting?
And Hawkeye.
He's not in it.
Maybe.
Dude, people are saying Hawkeye's not in the promotionals because he's going to show up with Nick Fury in the Avengers. Infinity War.
And Captain Marvel.
People are saying that Captain Marvel is going to come back from the past because Nick Fury did something. Or come to the future from the past.
You think they're going
to
be in the first part? Or is it going
to
be
second? No, I think everyone's guess is correct. Because I think they'll be in the first one, but it'll be at the tail end.
Like the end credit scene.
Or maybe
be
like
in the end credit scene, just like Iron Man,
the
man.
The third act, you know?
Yeah.
Because her movie is the only movie in between. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Ant-Man's technically in there, too, but that happens. That doesn't happen
so
in
wait, whoa. When does oh, yeah, we talked about this.
Because Captain Marvel
comes out in, like, February or March
right.
next year.
Ant-Man comes out, like, 2 months after Infinity War, and then Captain Marvel comes out Black Panther time next year.
So they're only doing two Marvel movies?
Yeah.
No, three because
well,
of Black Panther.
It's technically three every year still.
What's next year?
Next
What's
year.
After
Spider-Man.
Two?
Two, I believe. I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah. But then, nothing.
Guardians 2 is also scheduled.
Well, Guardians 3, is scheduled for 2020.
Right.
Yes, but they haven't announced anything else besides those.
Right.
They've announced a Spider-Man trilogy and a Guardians trilogy. Mm-hmm. There's no other movies past that they've announced. So every movie in 2020 except for Guardians, and then most likely
so
once
Strange, Black Panther, and Marvel or Captain Marvel are the only three that don't have a trilogy.
Right now, yes.
Ant-Man,
correct, because it only has
He's
a sequel.
Close,
right?
But it was also the least performing out of all of them.
Yes, but underappreciated, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think so.
Edgar Wright was working on that and then got kicked off of that.
Right. But I think it's fine. I think it works okay. I think it would have been better as Edgar Wright. But I think the guy who did it, it's fine. I don't know, dude. Every one of the movies that they make is
maybe
good.
Maybe I need to rewatch it. But
they're, they're at least good. Yeah. Every one that they make is good. Even their bad ones are good.
Right. No, when did I fall off?
They don't have any Justice Leagues.
I don't know why I fell off. It might have been Ant-Man. I'm trying to think what the timeline was. Ant-Man.
I still have that Wikipedia open. Here we go, dude. Here's the list of movies, all right? And this is the releases as well. So Age of Ultron came out in May, and then July, 2 months later, was Ant-Man. And then there wasn't a movie between July of 2015 and May of 2016 when Civil War came out.
I must have, like I don't know, man.
But
yeah.
look at Phase 3, dude. This is just stupid. It's just stupid. Phase 1, Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, The Avengers.
Okay, Avengers and Iron Man probably stand out from all of those
Agreed.
As being the top.
Agreed, 100%.
And then Phase 2.
Look at Phase 2, Iron
Winter
Man 3,
Soldier,
Dark World, Winter Soldier,
Guardians,
Age of Ultron, Ant-Man.
Ultron, those are the top three for that one.
I don't know.
Iron Man 3 didn't do shit.
I might pick Ant-Man over Ultron.
Really?
I really might. Like, Ultron's good, but it's still... I don't know, I get serious Force Awakens vibes from it, where I feel like they had to, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. had to show up at the end, because they're in the first one. You know, I get those vibes from it. You know,
I got the vibe that they needed some way to take off the people off the damn rock, and the only way they could, or the quickest way they thought to do that was...
S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarriers, yeah. It's just like, I guess Nick Fury just had a giant boat somewhere, parked.
Yeah, he took it out of cold storage, man.
Who cares, dude? It's fine. It's fine. I don't dislike
I
Ultron.
I just rewatched it. It was better than I remember.
Yes, but Ant-Man's also good. Rewatch that.
I need to.
Rewatch
it's not
that. Paul Rudd, great. Paul Rudd's great.
I like the chick, too, from Lost.
But then Phase 3 just...
destroys.
In quantity and quality.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy, is that they gave us both. There's
like all the movies
right.
so far have been great.
Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians 2, Homecoming... Thor 3, Black Panther, and then we have yet to come Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, and Infinity War 2. Civil War, great. Doctor Strange, probably the best solo character film.
I think that got me back in it.
Doctor Strange was super good.
Well,
and we're both Cumberbitches. We have discussed this.
I mean that, and then I didn't really feel for the characters so much because I did just rewatch it recently.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't feel for him like super cool.
I don't think you're supposed to until
the
end. By the end of the movie,
introduction of the magic and the
Doctor Strange. That's
trippy ass shit.
That's the thing I think the Marvel Universe does better than anything else is that the other movies make the characters in other movies more badass by being associated with it.
Yeah,
like the fact that Doctor Strange and Ragnarok made Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange movie. Better for me.
Yep.
I've been falling for 30 minutes!
That's the best. Like, that or Piss Off Ghost, man. Those are my two.
Piss Off Ghost?
Piss Off Ghost. Oh, he's gone.
The only thing that makes sense is that nothing makes sense.
Oh, but you're made of rock. You should be good. Yeah, perishable rock. Oh, there goes
another one.
Right now. He's made a couple other things. He's been a very low-key director making really small-scale shit, and then they just gave him Ragnarok, and I'm like, I want to go back and watch his other stuff.
Yeah.
Batman is funny.
Well, it's the same thing with the Black Panther guy.
They
just give the movies to like the good directors.
Well, they give their artists room to work.
Right.
I don't know really if they have much say in like how
for the Winter Soldier were directing Arrested Development and Breaking Bad. They're TV directors.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do Winter Soldier, which at that point was the best Marvel movie made yet.
Yeah.
Then they do Civil War, which is Avengers 2.5. Right. And now they're doing all of Infinity War. And they're directing, like, the collaboration Like, how DC can't make a Justice League movie when one guy made all of the movies in the universe? It doesn't make sense when two brothers can make a movie about other people's movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are talking to them about, here's what we're doing with my characters, and they go, cool, we'll do that with your characters in this movie as well. By the way, can their character also do a little bit of this because we'd like them to do this in our movie? And they're like, sure, we'll do that. And they do that with every single movie.
Yeah.
And every single director. And then there's one god above all of it, Kevin Feige, mm-hmm. who somehow just figured it out.
The only one that, I mean, that I've rewatched recently that kind of you can argue there are some stipulations that didn't hold up with, you know, how the future turned out,
right.
was Ultron.
Right.
Because at the end of that one, like, Cap's leading the new Avengers, Iron Man says he's probably done and wants to get
right.
a farm with Pepper, and then obviously he's not because...
Right.
He's in Civil War.
Well, and I think that's why that's another reason Civil War works. Like, mm-hmm. I think Civil War works if you rewatch every other movie first.
Yeah.
Because Civil War, Tony isn't with the Avengers. Like, when they're in Nigeria at the beginning of that movie, he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
He's chilling. And then he only goes and talks to Cap because the lady comes up to him and she's like, "You killed my kid in Sokovia."
Yeah.
And so he's kind of the liaison between the government and the Avengers. He's not really in the Avengers, mm-hmm. at all. He only suits up because he has to go get Cap.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time he puts on an Iron Man suit in that entire movie, is when he has to go fight Captain America. Like, when
right.
Bucky's on the run,
yeah.
when Black Panther's scratching people, like, Tony Stark's in his actual suit. He doesn't put on his Iron Man suit till halfway through that movie. Like, he's not as Iron Man-y as people make him out to be.
He was at the Avengers complex in Spider-Man is because Cap's in Wakanda,
well,
being a war criminal.
And they also, yes.
So that makes more sense to me, too, then.
Yes. And he's also acts like he's not really there that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, in Civil War, he goes, "Who's been putting coffee grounds down the disposal? Do I run a hotel for cavemen," or whatever mm-hmm. he says. It makes it sound like he's not there that often.
Yeah.
He's just paying for it, but his visions is someplace else.
Right.
He's doing other things.
He also says in Ultron that he's not the boss. Cap is.
Right.
And
he doesn't run the Avengers. He just pays for everything. Yeah, that's just his pet project.
Right.
Right. Which is another thing. That's why, to him, signing the Accords isn't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But to Cap, who's the leader of all the tactics and strategies, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because Tony's not giving anything up. Tony's still going to get to make the gadgets, going to get to pay for the buildings, going to get all that stuff. But Cap,
but when he
Cap gets
Cap
a new boss,
feels he
right.
is summoned to
right.
you
well,
know, stop bad people.
And remember, the fresh wound
telling him no.
Cap's last boss was up here.
Yeah.
That's the last time you saw him.
That's a good point.
And so, like, Civil War gets better with all that context,
mm-hmm.
and you just rewatching them. In like, year successions, like, all right, now let's watch the 2010 movies. Okay, now let's watch the 2011 movies a week later. That helps a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, in Age of Ultron, they're really on their own. There is no
yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D. They've literally just been looking for Loki's hammer the entire time.
Right.
Or staff.
Right, they had a celebrated being done.
Right.
They would have been retired if Ultron hadn't showed up.
Mm-hmm. They were celebrating being done, and then Ultron did show up.
Right.
Because Thor was about to leave.
Right. Well, and mm-hmm. Thor would have still left. Like, nothing would have happened except the Sokovia stuff. Because Thor still would have found out about the stones, because Thanos would have shown up anyway. No matter what, Thanos would have been there, so. It's pretty
yeah.
nuts, dude. It's pretty nuts.
It is weird. And then the only other thing I had about Ultron was that, yeah, they showed the vision that Thor had
mm-hmm.
about Ragnarok, and it wasn't really at all how...
Well, he doesn't see Ragnarok. He sees the Infinity Stones showing up. And
everybody, yeah, I think
he says,
everybody speculated that it was about Ragnarok.
But it's not. It's about Thanos.
But it's just about him, yeah, him failing.
Right.
Just like
yeah,
Cap failed, just like Iron Man failed.
Yeah, that's what
vision.
All the trilogies are mm-hmm. about. Yeah, it's about discovering who they are and what their powers are about. Like, Marvel did this whole, like, everyone's like, we don't need to see Uncle Ben die in Spider-Man to have the revelation, and they did all of that. They did that anyway.
Yeah.
They just did it over three movies, and in Homecoming they did it when Spider-Man was buried under rubble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's talking to himself, you know, because he changes from going, "Come on, Pete," to "Come on, Spider-Man."
Yeah.
And that's when you realize that he knows what he's about, and then he gets out of the rubble, and he goes, kicks that big bird's butt. Yeah, you know? I mean, that's It's nuts, the character development that they go through in these movies on subsequent rewatches.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a huge nerd.
We both are, so that's okay.
But, yeah, dudes. But anyway, Phil Coulson coming back, huge deal. Super psyched about that, man.
I was never an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, so.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is amazing.
No.
It is amazing.
I only watched the first season.
It's the first season is by far the worst.
Yeah, no,
it's one of those shows that's getting better.
Is it still fucking on?
It is. Yeah.
What?
ABC wanted to cancel it last season, and Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, said no, it's going to keep airing. So ABC found money for it. Because it's not getting a lot of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so good, they want it as part of their Marvel property. Because for every Iron Fist, they have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Also, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in like this weird place where like...
Every other Marvel TV show's on Netflix alone.
Well, not anymore, because now they got a Hulu one and a... they got a Hulu one, and they got one on Freeform, ABC Family, and they got one on...
Who? What is this?
Runaways is on Hulu. I think it's the Runaways.
What the fuck is that?
And then Cloak and Dagger, I think, is on Freeform.
What the fuck is that?
I think those. Amazon's getting one, too, but I don't remember which one it is. Basically, they're all getting one now.
Jesus
Christ. But the thing is that they exist in the same universe, but the TV pretty much ignores the movies, with the exception of occasionally, hey, Captain America. You know, they mention characters.
Right.
The movies completely ignore the TV shows.
Yes.
It's like it doesn't exist. Like, the fact that Spider-Man doesn't know about Daredevil and vice versa is stupid.
Well, I mean, Iron Man mentions in between people, like in between the Avengers and Spider-Man.
What do you mean?
Handle this.
Right.
And
I guess technically that could be
a nod to the Defenders.
That could be. That could be.
That's
I mean, it makes sense for some of them. Like, it makes sense that no one would know about Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would Tony Stark know Jessica Jones exists?
Right.
Because she's just some lady who...
investigates.
Right.
Stuff.
She's for all intents and purposes, just a normal lady. You know, why would Tony Stark... why would Captain America care about Luke Cage? You know.
Because he could probably kick the shit out of Captain America?
I don't think he could. Captain America stopped Thanos' hand. All right, Captain America... no, I'm not worried about him. I mean, I'm worried about him now, but I wasn't... pre-Thanos, not worried anymore. The fact that he could stop Thanos made me worry about everyone but Thanos, or not worry about everyone but Thanos.
Huh.
Like, before I was worried that someone would shoot Captain America and he'd die.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm not worried about that, because I feel like Captain America would reach into his own chest and pull the bullet out, eat it, and gain strength from it. But now Thanos has shown up, but the only reason I think that Captain America is capable of pulling a bullet out of his body and eating it and gaining strength from it is because Thanos is there. But Thanos is definitely going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So we need, like, Mecha Thanos to show up so Captain America can have the strength to beat Thanos, because he knows there's something. There's always a bigger fish, is what I'm saying. Just Qui-Gon jetting it up.
There's always a bigger fish.
We're gonna die in here.
Big Blubberfish, show your teeth!
Mighty big the force.
That's a Lisa Saiyan is the problem.
Oh,
I got no more Jar Jar.
Look at all those Jar Jar emotes there, dude. That's so good.
Got to rain on Jar Jar.
What else we want to talk about? Not that.
Annie!
Not that. Let's see what's this. Who cares? Okay, let's talk about this real quick. We still got 30 minutes left of this show. This is just a Reddit question. I wanted to ask you this question as well. You have been accepted for an experiment. You must stay in a room with nothing but a bed, toilet, food, and water, but with no human contact for 1 month. If you succeed for the whole month without giving up, you get $5 million. Do you accept, and what are your coping strategies to avoid a mental breakdown? Now, all of these comments on Reddit, this was a question asked to the Reddit populace, are like, you think it's so easy, but really, isolation makes people go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All I can think about is $5 million. $5 million.
I have questions.
Okay, go for it, man.
Do I get to know what time of day it is?
No, you can't have any human contact. Do you want a clock? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Sure, we'll put a clock in there. Give me a bottle of lotion on my...
Yeah, is there internet?
No, there's definitely no internet. Because there's no contact with the outside
How about
world.
Books. Like, are we talking prison here? No, I think we should just go by the stipulations of what's in the question.
Okay, so bed, toilet, food,
literally
water.
Literally just bed, toilet, food, water.
But it's $5 million.
I don't know.
I could do it.
A month?
Yeah.
Dude, a month is a long time.
It's not that long.
You know what only makes a month feel not that long?
What?
Human contact and entertainment.
The knowing that death is coming.
Like, if you didn't know what time it was, it would feel like forever. It would feel like forever.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how long you're in there. Because when you get out, you get $5 million.
You would need a million of that for therapy.
Okay. I got $4 million left. Oh, let's spend $4 million of it on therapy. Okay, I got $1 million left.
I can get you as far as you think.
Dude, what are you talking about?
I'm so jaded.
Apparently.
Because I'm like, there's billionaires, man.
You need to be poor sometime. It'd help you get perspective.
No, I'm good.
Just give me all your money, and then you could be poor for a bit, and then you could, after you're done, I'll give it back what I haven't spent.
I'm good.
I'll spend it all immediately. Just right away. Just I'll get it, and it'll be gone as fast as I can type bank account numbers.
Dude, the only thing I would do, what are your coping strategies to avoid mental breakdown? I would have to do insane amounts of body weight exercises. Right.
Well, that's what I was trying to think, is like, what do you do as a prisoner? You work out, you know?
Yeah, you read.
Yeah, you read and you work out.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know, dude. I feel like I just get in bed and just lay there. Just lay.
I would sleep so much. It would be fucking great.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, just lay there.
I think that would be my coping strategy, would be to sleep as much as I can until I can't, and then get up, and then just wear the shit out of my body to where I'm tired again, and then sleep as much as I can.
See, I think I would try to stay up as long as I possibly can.
What?
Because sleeping would be when I lose track of time.
Right.
Like, I think my brain would try to count down.
Oh, no. I would sleep, and then they're going to be like, hey, it's been a month. I'm going to be like, oh, cool.
No, that's not how it's going to work. You're going to sleep, and then you're going to think it's been 12 hours, but it's actually been 12 minutes, and you're going to have no way of knowing one way or the other.
God, I want a clock.
Yeah, but there's not one in the question. I think for $5 million, I could do it. I'd do it for $100,000. I'd do 2 weeks for $100,000. No, easy peasy. Just laying in bed. I could do it. I don't think I need humans that bad.
No, but I need entertainment that bad.
Maybe this is why
pure silence.
This is why it works for me.
Pure silence?
I could just be me.
Just talk to yourself?
Yeah. I'll just recite.
Then you would emerge a psychopath.
Have you met me, brother? I'm pretty close already.
Nah,
that's why I think I could do
close.
It.
You're not close. You're jaded.
That's why I think I could do it.
You don't know what true psychopathism is.
Oh, I could kill you right now and eat your liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Not do that.
I wouldn't. It's probably gross.
Yeah, it's
you drink
really
a lot
gross.
Of Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, cannibalism.
But your heart, eat it.
Why?
I don't know. It's better in your liver. I keep looking
just
at your organs.
Don't eat anything.
See, well, you like that?
Why would you eat anything on a human? You have food.
Do I?
Not now, in the situation.
I could make a potato, mashed potato mountain man, and talk to him. How you
there
doing,
you
mashed potato mountain man? Like I could literally act out Age of Ultron myself, you know?
Oh, shit.
Make little potato Ultron man.
Dude, you would probably come out of there like more creative than you've ever been.
Yeah.
Because,
I'd come
like,
up with amazing ideas. I would have to work.
Uh-huh.
I would have to come up with... I could write the entire script to Sahara Money Drop while I'm in there.
I mean, it would have to be out of, like, I don't know, ketchup or something, but yeah.
Well, I could keep it in my head. A month's a long time to recite something.
Oh, shit.
Like, you ever have those dreams where, like, you dream this awesome movie and then you get up in the morning and you're like, if I would just say my idea out loud right now, I'd remember it. But then you're like, eh.
I'll remember it.
Right.
And
well,
then
it's
the day
more
goes on,
like for me.
Like,
it's
damn
more
it,
like
what the fuck was that?
It's more like for me when Chris is there, bed next to me. I'm not going to be like, so this corgi grows human hands and he begins to farm onions. And I don't want her to look at me like, this is the man I'm going to marry. I'm out. Like that's what I don't want. So instead, I'm like, I'll remember it. And then by the time she leaves for work, I forgot it already.
Yeah.
Like you could do all of that when you're in isolation.
Be intense, bro. But $5 million, I think you're right. I think
yeah, for
right.
$5 million, that's the thing. Like, I would never voluntarily just do it
think
for fun.
It.
But for $5 million,
yeah,
there's no. There could be a scorpion in there, and I'm staying in that room for $5 million.
I'd kill that fucking thing.
Oh, I'd befriend it. This is Betty, my scorpion.
You would be like James Bond where you take a drink with it on your fucking hand.
And I give him a little kiss. Betty.
Mm.
Scotty the scorpion.
He just stings you right in the lip and then you die.
Let's try it. Let's do the wheel, man.
Oh, what's that one?
Colby does shot! Colby does two shots!
Sorry, brother. I'm going to drink with you anyway because I was kind of disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I like the wheel. It's fun. Just for no reason.
Jesus.
You okay over there, man? Oh, my God, dude.
That's what happens when you chug. You want to?
Now we kind of did
God,
this.
God, no more ocean shit, man! It's scary as fuck.
32 of the most bizarre deep sea creatures discovered so far. Okay, so we got the megamouth shark. He's 17 feet long.
Pufferfish.
He has enormous mouth and is surrounded by luminous phosphorus to attract his prey. All right, these are 1,000 feet down. So here's the world records for a deep dive. So everything below this, you can't just run into.
They have an orb, and it flashes and hypnotizes their prey.
Exactly.
And then...
Pufferfish. So if you're going to put a pufferfish in my mind...
I'm going to know that you don't do business.
And I only do business with the man in charge. And then he flies...
There is no man in charge! Let's talk business, bitch.
Can we talk about the pig butt worm?
Pig butt worm?
Yeah. It's 3/4 of an inch.
It looks like a pig's butt.
Yep. I don't know how it's a worm, but it looks like a pig's butt. It produces clouds of mucus to absorb marine snow and draw it back into its mouth. So
snow?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know, dude. Marine snow. What about this giant oarfish, which is 36 feet long? It's believed to bring a harbinger of earthquakes in Japanese folklore.
Perfect.
You want to deal with this thing right here, dude?
Dude, I would love to cuddle with that thing.
What about this mamma jamma?
Nope.
The giant siphonophore. It's 160 feet long.
Nope.
It eats gelatinous sea life and crustaceans, so it eats solid fish.
Nope.
And it has a huge colony of tiny biological components called zooids. It's not a single organism. So basically, it's 160 feet of death suckers that will just absorb you.
Death suckers. Jesus.
I don't want that anywhere near me, dude. Here's the blobfish. It's blob-like appearance as a result of decompression damage when brought to the surface, so it probably doesn't actually look like this.
But that's what it looks like when it came to
right,
the surface.
Right.
You?
The frilled shark, it's considered a living fossil because of the similarities to dinosaur age ancestors.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yep. It's 6.6 feet long, by the way, so it's the size of... It's a little taller than you and me, and it's a shark that lives 3,900 feet below the...
Oh, they could bite you. They couldn't eat you. Giant sharks or whatever, great whites are bigger than that.
I don't like deep sea animals, dude.
Dude, just fuck all fishes.
Look at this.
Just
gulper eel. His stomach can stretch to accommodate large meals. Okay, what about the goblin shark right here, bro? Look at that thing. 13 feet long. It's an ambush predator of teleost fish, which is a thing. Its elastic ligaments and jaw allow it to catapult forward to catch its prey. Look at its teeth.
I'm coming for ya!
That's what it's like, dude. You don't want that either. Giant tube worm, don't want that. Fangtooth fish, had the largest teeth proportionate to its body in the ocean. Tiger Woods sea devil, look at this thing. The giant isopod.
Dude, isopods, that was a meme.
Was it?
Yeah, when the Tide Pod thing was going around.
Okay, I'll believe you. What about this colossal squid? 46 feet long. This is what sperm whales eat and fight. There's just giant boxing matches between these colossal squids and sperm whales.
Yeah. 7,200 feet.
Like, could you imagine being James Cameron down there in your little thing?
Tiny little compact sub and then seeing that shit.
And then this thing just, like, that eyeball is as big as James Cameron. Like, seriously, this thing is 46 feet long. Like, this right here is probably 5-6 feet.
I get it.
Could you just imagine an eyeball being the size of your body just opening up underneath the ocean? I would immediately die.
Yeah. No, I think that's his goal.
Is to immediately die?
Yeah. Like, if you're going to go out, what better way to
That's
go out
point.
From a gigantic fucking monster?
That's a great point,
literal,
sir.
Physical, existing in this world,
that's what,
not made up,
yep.
Monster.
That's what monsters are these
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm with you.
I totally get that.
With you.
I'm down with that.
What about the black swallower? It's capable of swallowing prey twice its length, which is 9.8 inches, and 10 times its mass. It's just got a big old gut, literally. Mm-hmm. Curvier's beached whale. It's the deepest diving mammal known. Its ribs can fold down to reduce air pockets and decrease buoyancy. So basically, it just gets rid of the air in its body. It just sinks.
About 10,000 feet.
10,000 feet. And he goes back up for air, and then...
Basically, 2 miles deep, man.
Why would you do that, whale? What's down there that's so cool? Is there a strip club for whales down there that's super exclusive or something? Like, why would you need to go down that deep?
You have to be 10,000 feet below the sea level to be entered into this whale 10,000-foot club. Free shrimp on Fridays.
There's the vampire squid, that proportionally largest eyes ever known in the animal queen. I don't know why it's called the vampire squid, but there it goes. The Dumbo octopus, large ears. The deep sea dragonfish... And we got the Bethic comb belly, the Marina subfish, and here's the first submarine to ever reach the bottom of the Challenger Deep back in...
First manned vessel?
Yeah.
So we've been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
Yeah, I looked this up. This was in 1965. James Cameron's been to the bottom of the Challenger Deep a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that stupid?
That's dumb.
You shouldn't go down there. There's squid. That'll kill you.
He's got a documentary, right?
Yeah, I think so. Supposedly, he's filming a bunch of stuff for Avatar down there.
Like in the trench or just in the ocean?
Both. Yeah. Don't know what he's doing. Say my movie's like Pocahontas. I'm gonna go to the bottom of the freaking ocean.
There's an actual Avatar down there, man.
What if there is? What if it turns out the movie... He found
Once you go so deep, the Earth like flips gravity, and then Pandora's actually inside.
Sam
of
Worthington
the Earth.
Is actually down there, but it's a fish version of
Jake.
Jake Sully. Let's see. Ren sent us a link. The goblin shark reminds me of this, which I assume
in
is
today's
safe.
Show. We'll be taking a close look at this mysterious creature.
Is this a show you used to
watch?
Do you
remember this movie? It was so dumb. It was so dumb, but so good.
Over a decade. Sharks can only be found in two places on Earth, the northern and southern hemispheres. This shark is called a hammerhead because his head looks like a hammer. These sharks are attacking Nicole Richie. Yes, the shark
skinny.
Is a... What the... Look, man, look at that thing's teeth.
Oh, that's right, man.
Why am I laughing?
So this was like one of the first like cringe comedy kind of movies. I think it's by the same people who did Grandma's Boy.
Why did I laugh at that? I should not encourage that.
Strange Wilderness, man. That's a pretty I need to rewatch it because, I think it was too stupid for my immature young self. And now I'm just so far more jaded that I feel like I will enjoy it.
Okay, I kind of understand what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, like it's not for a growing teen who likes dumb dick jokes. It's more for the adult who doesn't
is an idiot.
Care about life anymore kind of comedy.
I think is an idiot is probably a better way to say that.
No, because I was an idiot when I was younger, too.
Well, yeah, but now we're adult idiots. It's different.
I guess.
Because back then, we didn't think we were idiots.
Okay. Nope. Yep. I agree.
But now we do know it. We know it.
Now we know.
We know it. We were bitter idiots back then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But partially because we didn't know we were idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know who we are.
And
we've embraced it. And so now when a shark, we can laugh because we're idiots and we know it. And you all can judge us. But you're watching this show too. Probably an idiot. You might not be, but what are you doing here? Just saying.
We appreciate you.
We do. We love
here?
That you're here. Thank you for being here. And please
make
follow
us
if you're lurking.
Make us feel less like idiots.
Yeah, and if you haven't followed us, please do. If you haven't subbed to us, please also do. And if you haven't donated $350,000 to us, please also do.
Please do that.
You big idiots.
Please do that.
I had to come up with a number that was just ridiculous so people would know that I wasn't being serious. I mean, if someone did donate $350,000, would you be here Sunday's episode if we got $350,000?
No, we're done.
You can't quit on me, man.
We're
it's a partnership.
Any better than that? The next donation we'll get will be 5 cents from fucking Ren, and then we'll be like, "What is this show? What is this show?"
It, I'm still going to be here Sunday, guys. Just made up on the Colby channel, apparently. If we get a $350,000 donation, you'll go through that money fast, dude. Just saying. You can make 15 times that much by sitting in a room by yourself for a month.
No, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll do both right in a row.
It's too bad no one actually has given out, you know.
Yeah. These outrageous things.
Right. No one's like, hey, wouldn't it be great though if Bill Gates was
Warren
just like.
Warren Buffett needs to get on that game.
Right. If it was just like, here's a stupid person challenge for the week. You know, just do this. If you win, you get $1 million.
Yeah.
And it's just sit on your sit on with a finger in your butt for 48 hours.
Sit on a stove that's on.
No, no. What's wrong with you? Don't get Warren Buffett ideas. He's a sadist.
Be a set up a James Bond situation where you get whacked in the dick several fucking times with a big
how much money?
Rope. For me?
No, I'm just saying. How much is the money? Just $5 million?
Sure.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
For $5 million, I don't
lose
need
your dick.
I could have
lose your dick.
$5 million, get a new one. That's better.
Hey,
mine's not that great. I could get an upgrade.
Surgery does exist.
Yeah,
nowadays,
it does,
man.
It does. I would. I don't know. Probably buy more plushies. No, dude.
What? Huh? Plushies?
I just stared at that chat like it's going to make more sense to me.
Very
it's
confused.
Not going to. I mean, is he talking about this? If he's talking about these. I would love to buy more.
Yeah, just
the no dude
frame.
Part is what I don't get.
No, dude.
I don't get the
don't
no
do
dude.
That.
Is he just saying just
yeah,
just in general
just
to my life, no.
Whatever your life decisions are, no. No. Don't do that.
I'm going to stop you guys right here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
You're probably right. It's probably what it is.
I'm going to stop you right here and leave. What is that from?
I don't know. Japan's slowest roller coaster derails and the passengers don't notice. Did you see this headline, man? Oh, hold on. Colby's got to noodle through this first.
Michael, I'm going to stop you right there and leave. It's an office thing.
I don't remember that.
It's an office thing.
I don't remember that.
I think it was his boss.
Japan's slowest roller coaster Maybe. Derails. Passengers don't notice.
What?
A mild panic broke out approximately 1:20 p.m. on March 23rd at the Arakawa Amusement Park in Arakawa Ward, Tokyo, when Operation the Family Coaster, reported to be the park's website to be the slowest roller coaster in Japan, suddenly derailed, leaving the 7 adults and 12 children suspended about 5 meters above the ground. It's reported that the wheel on the first car had disengaged from the rail, causing the entire train to grind to a halt. Woman in her 30s and her 6-year-old son, who were on the ride at the time of the accident,
Are you kidding me?
Said the coaster was moving so slowly I didn't notice it had stopped.
This is a story that we're talking about?
However, things got kind of scary and park staff began to try to push the train and hit it with hammers.
Wait,
all the while, not explain what had happened to the riders. About 50 minutes, everyone was safely evacuated from the family coasters.
Is this the fucking onion?
No, this is not the onion. This is real. You can't get much slower than 0 kilometers an hour, but you did it, family coaster. Japan's slowest roller coaster stop. That's good, right? The website says it can go as fast as 8.5 miles per hour. It's a miracle. No one was hurt. Sometimes I just like reading stories to get Colby's face. Here are the top 20 words tweeted by real Donald Trump over the last 12 months.
Great.
Great. He was used
People,
475
news,
times.
Fake America. Big tax country.
Can we talk about how...
These should be his slogans.
I know. Like, can we talk about how the word news was only tweeted without the word fake 20 times? And that's probably because most of those 20 times were mostly like... Most news is fake news,
mm-hmm.
and so it gets 2 counts there instead of one.
Big tax country. Thank president. U.S. many today jobs. American media would time much.
Trump. This last one is Trump.
Great. Perfect. Awesome. Sad. I'm surprised sad's not on there.
Sad.
Sad.
Well, he said Trump 101 times. On his Twitter in the last year.
We've seen the whole Cambridge Analytica thing in the news.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Explain it to me, because I don't know what's going on. I know, here's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quasi-marketing firm.
Yeah.
That basically uses
Huge.
Propaganda
mm-hmm.
to influence elections.
Yeah. Psychological weapons is how they terminologized it. But, okay, here's the illegal part
okay.
for the whole Facebook part of it.
Okay.
There was a company called SCL, something like that.
Okay.
Who was making these psychological profile weapons, basically, based off of data that they were legitimately getting through their apps of personality tests and things like that through Facebook.
Okay.
The illegal part, and that broke Facebook's terms and conditions, was that they then sold that information and those personality tests and the psychological weaponry to Cambridge Analytica. So Cambridge Analytica never had the rights to mine that much information from Facebook users. But this SCL company or whatever like that, they had special rights to where they could farm, like, if a user submitted the personality test or something like that, they could farm their information as well as their friends' information. So that, like, you know, 200 times the amount of people that they were getting for this psychological evaluation, basically. And then Cambridge, Steve Bannon, like, financed it almost, okay, or paid for.
Wait,
SCL.
Does Steve Bannon have a lot of money, too?
Yeah, he's Breitbart, dude.
Well, I didn't know he had a lot of money.
Breitbart's decently big.
Really?
Not, like, billionaire, but millionaire, I would think.
All these people, so rich.
Dude, that dude is crazy. I watched an interview with him talking about all this shit, and he is, like, touching on the fucking interviewer.
I got
like
news for
you. Every 5 seconds.
So is Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, yeah?
He's just crazy in a less dangerous way, mm-hmm, because he's not next to the president.
Oh, yeah. He was making sense with whatever he's saying.
Remember how James Franco wouldn't let him on stage at the Golden Globes?
Yes, it made sense. But it shocked me how many times he was like, let me tell you something. Wait, let me.
Was it a woman or a man?
It was a man.
Aw. There you go. Let me tell you something.
He's a very slow-speaking British man.
Ma'am, please let me... Oh, sorry, ma'am. Let me tell you. That's what I imagined.
He's a very slow-speaking British man combating Steve Bannon, who talks at the speed of a fucking freight train.
Your name is Steve Bannon, is it not? Would you like... some Earl Grey?
Yes, I would like some Earl Grey. Let me tell you something about Earl Grey. Earl Grey is actually farmed by the fucking Nazis.
Sir,
and you don't know where those Nazis come from. They're bad news, they're fake news, they're bad news. Trump's good.
Sir, please let me answer a question.
Yes, sir, I get you. I understand, but you want to know what about that? You want to know about that? Actually, this is what you should know about that.
Sir,
this crazy shit came out of nowhere.
Sir, please.
It's huge, it's wrong, Donald Trump.
Sir, if you would please let me ask a question. I would like.
I'm done with you. You talk too slow. Please leave.
That's Steve Bannon with an interview. There you go. Perfect. Done.
That was a good bit.
Best one since Schlarty.
That was a good bit. Hey, man, my Donald Trump is on point.
Don't ride the subway. Too many Mexicans.
It's still probably the funniest thing I've heard you say in recent memory.
Don't what?
Yet last week.
Don't ride the subway, too many Mexicans.
Yeah, you're doing your Donald Trump impression. You're like, New York is great, but I never ride the subway, too many Mexicans.
Oh, my God.
I was just dying inside. That was one of the greatest things I've ever heard you say. Oh, we're talking about, I mean, all these things, like, these two stories are just about people just leaving Facebooks because they apparently tracked every call you made on an Android phone. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Like, if you go to Facebook,
mm-hmm,
and you click download your Facebook profile, downloads all your photos, all your videos. Apparently, for Android users, it also included a log of every call you had made on your phone for the past year. Incoming and outgoing. Whether they were ignored, accepted, didn't matter.
Weird.
And so Facebook just has who you've been calling if you're on Android.
You don't think they have it if you're on iPhone?
Well, they don't include it as a download because technically they're not allowed access to your phone. Because Android allows you to access more systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're better, because you can make apps that do everything.
And also, oh, that makes sense, dude, yeah, because iPhone's a little expensive.
Yes.
But they want the poor people.
iPhone does?
No.
Android?
Facebook. And the government for people who want to know what's going on with people.
Right. I imagine that poor people are more likely to take personality surveys on Facebook.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I imagine that rich people don't have a lot of time for Facebook. But that's probably not true either, because I imagine Tommy Wiseau's on Facebook at least 3 hours a day.
No. Well, yeah, but that man has money coming out of his ass, legitimately.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
I don't know where he gets it, man.
I don't either.
There's rumors, but nothing's solidified because they can't get an answer out of the very strange man that came from New Orleans and made a movie by himself. Says he made a lot in real estate. That's what people speculate.
I mean, shouldn't they be able to track it?
You would think. Tax records?
Yeah.
You don't think those are publicly accessible?
I mean, usually if you're rich, you have it in like a corporation or something, right? To protect it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that what rich people do? Like, aren't all rich people actually poor? But the company that they own has billions of dollars?
Oh, dang.
That's what I thought.
I mean, mainly.
That way you can't sue them because then they don't have any money. You know? Because, like, when you sue Jeff Bezos, you don't sue Jeff Bezos. You sue Jeff Bezos and Bezos Holdings LLC or whatever.
That makes sense.
I feel like that's the case. So does Tommy Wiseau have Wiseau Holdings LLC?
I'm sure he does, man.
Sure he does, too,
He had two different logos for two different production companies that were both owned by him before
there
the room started.
Taco Bell is giving education benefits to all employees. So they announced on Monday that they're going to give 210,000 employees over their 7,000 restaurants. Let's see. What are they doing? If you look at a way to improve your vacation, they're doing education support. What's that mean?
I don't know.
They give discounts to Guild's education partners, a network of 80 online nonprofit universities and learning providers. They offer bachelor's and master's degree programs such as high school completions, English as a second language, and a wide selection of certificates. Say they have access to $5,250 per calendar year in tuition assistance for books, supplies, paid up front so employees don't have any out-of-pocket costs.
Was it here that we talked about? No. I think I saw a Facebook video or something like that. Taco Bell's one of the healthiest fast food chains that you could get.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because their menu is so big.
You can go just get sodium. You can go in all of their items.
Oh, you
by
mean
like 20%.
Really?
Like in the last couple of years, they use all natural ingredients. Like they have vegan options and shit.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Do. Yeah,
it's definitely it's still fast food, but
well, dude, that's one of the
McDonald's.
Reasons I love Taco Bell is because I can go there and get a chicken taco or a chicken something or other. Like everything on their menu, you can sub out for chicken.
Yeah,
everything. I love that. You can also do steak.
It's definitely one of the healthier ones.
Right. Dude, Sonic is doing a burger that's like, I think it's 30 or 40% mushroom.
Really?
So it's like, it's basically like, let's just say 50-50. It's not 50-50, but it's 50-50 vegan is basically what it is. Because it's a veggie burger meat combo. And Chris,
it's not vegan if it has meat in
it. Well,
right.
It's a vegan. The part of it is
it's saving more cows.
That's their plan, is that it's less cows, which is the reason I gave up red meat, but now I can't eat red meat. It makes me sick, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and Chris tried it, and I could not taste the difference between it and any other Sonic burger I've ever had.
Well, so I've heard about that one company that's making like meat out of plants, and they actually bleed and shit, and it's like, what?
See, that's what I don't get. Like,
what?
I like meat because of the consistency.
Yeah.
It's there's something satisfying about the chunkiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like the feel of chicken. You know? But to me, if you can give me a vegetable that feels the exact same, I won't care.
For me, it's about taste.
See, I don't care about the taste to me, like steak, there's nothing really better than like a prime rib. Like I love the taste of prime, but it makes me feel sick. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, I literally feel like it's hard for me to digest that red meat now. And I don't know why. Like, I've been eating red meat my whole life up until the last, how long I've been doing this? Like, a year and a half, maybe? Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And, like,
ever since what? That
Since I saw that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, man. Changed my life.
What's it called?
Before the Flood?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
So it might be like a year. But either way, it's been a while that I haven't eaten red meat. The only exception is Chipotle. I can't get off Chipotle steak burritos. But I don't really eat that much. But like when I haven't had like my parents. I'll go to my parents' house. Like I think I had a steak for them because they have their own cows.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just have steaks. So they just make a steak whenever they have company. And I'm company now. I'm not family. I'm a guest.
So they have cows. Do they slaughter the cow?
Yeah.
And then they take that.
Well, they don't
like
go out to the back and kill them, but they take them to the processing plant.
And then they just churn it out.
Right.
And then it'd be like, here's your meat.
Right. So they buy the cow, and then they take it to the place they pay to have it turned into cow meat. So they get 1,000 pounds of just ground beef, and then they get all the steaks and all of that stuff. It'll last them a year. Right. I mean, for them, they're a family of five living there, and like, for them, that's cheaper than buying ground beef, you know, 10 pounds a week to feed their family of five every week
yeah.
for the year, it's cheaper for them to actually own a cow.
Chickens?
They used to. They don't anymore, which really chaps my butt because all I want is I want eggs. They cut off my egg supply. First thing I hear when I walk in is cow meat. I wish I had my shame emote still. Dude, I...
Cow meat.
Yeah.
Raccoon meat.
But I also haven't eaten... The only meat I eat is chicken. That's really all I eat.
You missed my Always Sunny joke?
I liked it, man. I just...
You just had no fucking reaction.
I was talking about cows.
God.
Makes me sad.
Fucking serious.
Like, it makes me sad to see the poor cows die, man. I like cows now. They're cute. They're cute cows, man. I'm turning into some type of stupid hippie.
Yeah, you are a stupid hippie.
That's what I'm turning... I feel like it.
No guns. Fucking save the cows.
Yeah, turning
Chuck into- Hardwood fucking hates what you're doing here. You liberal cucktard. You need to go back, suck on your mama's titties for a little bit longer, get some more milk meat.
Milk meat? Chuck, my mama's titties...
Chuck
make-
lost it in the Vietnam War, okay? PTSD out the wazoo. Don't talk to me about milk meat, son.
Where's your wazoo located at, Chuck?
Somewhere left of my colon.
Oh my god, you killed me. Oh my god, dude. But yeah, I've thought about going like full vegetarian. Because honestly, like, I don't eat a lot of chicken either.
I don't even give a shit about chickens, bro.
I just,
they're evil.
I just eat.
You ever hold
I don't,
one?
Yeah, I don't really like chickens.
They're fucking evil.
They're cute and like
they
a
not cute.
Like don't mess with them type of like velociraptors. It's
oh,
kind of
they're
like
cute.
Yeah, you know raptors are kind of cute. You know that
oh,
little.
Oh, I'm gonna bring a raptor over
dude,
here.
That little, you remember that little girl that went into her bedroom,
good.
Dude?
She was fucking terrified of that raptor.
But she let it in because it's cute.
She not let it in. It knocked.
It did knock. I forgot. It
just walked in, man.
You in here, little girl.
It just came in, bro. Yeah, it's dude. Just like Vision. Just walking through walls and shit.
No,
doesn't give a fuck.
That's right. Dude, raptors who could walk through walls, there's a horror movie for you right there.
Okay, one, chickens are related to velociraptors.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Did you make that connection in your head?
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Velociraptors
that's why
have,
you said that?
You know, they used to have feathers, right? They don't look anything like the velociraptors mm-hmm. of Jurassic World. They used to look like chickens.
No, fuck you, son. They look just like they do in the fucking movies, okay?
Okay. Sorry, Chuck. You're right. Steven Spielberg's God.
Yes. He went back in time and grabbed a T-Rex for the first original Jurassic Park.
Hey, Chuck, how do you feel about the lesbian character in Ready Player One?
Lesbians are an abomination to humankind.
But it's Steven Spielberg's latest movie.
I'm in a conundrum.
Oh god, dude. I'm in a conundrum.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, I don't
you
even
broke Steve's brain there, or Chuck's brain, man.
I did, man.
You broke it.
I did. But yeah, I don't really eat a lot of meat. Like right now my meals, I eat ramen for lunch or dinner. Like we rotate through our meals. So basically I have a sandwich which has a chicken patty, so I can eat that. Frozen chicken patty. And then I have ramen, which is just ramen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ramen and sauce. And then we have a pasta salad that we're eating right now. So literally, my meals are meatless except for the sandwich, which I usually don't. I usually eat ramen.
Do you like fish?
Fish is okay. Like, I do love sushi. I probably mm-hmm. would never go without sushi, but... I don't eat... Fish is expensive for a tiny amount.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want catfish, you know? And if you go get salmon, okay,
tilapia.
It's $5
that
for this.
Shit fish.
You know? Yeah, that's what tilapia is.
It's a shit fish,
it literally it sits on the bottom of the
and
ocean
eats
and
shit.
Eats poop from other fish.
It's a shit fish.
And then you eat that.
I don't eat that.
Well, they eat that.
I'm a cod and salmon dude, man.
Cod is like... Is like trailer park fish.
Yeah, it's yeah. better than shit fish, though.
It is, you're right.
Don't want that shit.
You're right. But, like, unless you're eating, like, marlin or something, you know, but no one eats that.
No.
No one poor.
Yeah, I eat cod, I eat salmon, I eat chicken, I eat
You
rice.
Eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
But I used to.
Steak.
I just don't anymore. Would you suck a delicious, juicy log out of Donald Trump's bunghole for $1 million? I would. Yes. For $1 million, I definitely would do that.
Yeah. No. Like, I would say I would do it, and then out comes the turd, and I could see it, and I'm like, I give up! No, back off. Back off,
no,
can't
I
do it.
$1 million, I'd do it.
But what, okay, can you spit it out immediately?
I'd swallow it for $1 million. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Who cares, dude?
You just made my penis, like, go up into my body because I'm so sketched out about that disgustingness, man. Pin wide?
Open wide. I don't know why our thing said that. Open wide. That's what it says in chat right here, see? You must swallow.
Ah, dude, stop it.
You wouldn't do it, then. You wouldn't do it.
No, I could not do that.
No. Wouldn't do it.
I don't know. Like a hot girl, that's on a risky line. But Donald Trump, You know what that dude's been eating?
I don't care.
Mexicans.
Not food. Literal humans. Hey, Vision Player, what's up, man? Yeah, dude, I don't. Yeah, for $1 million, there's not a lot I wouldn't do besides murder like close people close to me. $1 million is a lot of money.
Okay, so you would murder someone that you don't know.
Yeah.
If you got $1 million, would you still go to jail for murder?
No.
Okay, so it has to be you don't go to jail for it.
Right. I just want $1 million and then I walk away like it didn't happen.
Okay.
Because I could put that in a jail cell in my brain.
Well, I mean, the other way is you're a hitman.
I could be a hitman.
Payment.
I would be great in the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Like those people that just like push a button and someone dies. I could do that and then go watch a chick flick. Like, I would be great at that. I wish I would get a call from a recruiter. But they, like, put you through basic training and all that stuff. I can't do that. I just want to be fat, sit in my chair, and they're like, hey, that man in Detroit needs to die from poisoning. And I'm like, yeah, Jason Bourne, this man needs to die of poisoning. Just call me when you get there. I'll give you the green light. And he gets there, he's like, you want me to murder this man with poison? I'm like, hey, Jim! Jim, hey! Hey, boss! Still be killing that guy with poison? Hold on, Jason. Yeah?
Yeah, that's a go, Jason Bourne. Murder him.
And I would be so good at that, dude. Serious question. Would you suck a juicy... Oh, he just said it again. I don't think official players... I'm only going to do that because I'm depraved. And I need $1 million. I would love $1 million.
When it comes to poop, I'm out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm out.
$1 million.
Murder? Fine.
You know when you murder someone, they often poop.
I don't have to put it in my mouth, though.
That's true, you don't.
That's a big, big difference.
It's down here.
Big difference.
It's a big difference. But yeah, $1 million is not a lot I wouldn't do for $1 million.
Million?
It's a lot of money, man.
Dude, you'd run through that in 2, 3, 4 years.
I don't care. I don't need to live off of it. I just need it to get my life out of the gutter.
Okay, if you had $1 million right now, first steps, what would you do?
Pay off all my debt.
Okay.
Money and a fund for Aaron's future.
Okay.
My retirement.
Like what?
Probably 100 grand, just be safe and even.
Okay. For everything that you just said?
No, I would say, let's just say 200,000 of it goes to Aaron's future and my debt, although that's way more money than we would need. I was thinking 100,000 for Aaron. He just has money.
Okay.
All right, and then let's just say collectively for cars, loans, credit cards, all that, let's just take between me and Chris, let's say 50K.
Okay.
So 150K gone right there. The rest of it I just put in retirement. Done. Probably get a farm and have hogs party hats. Probably going to do a little bit of that. And then I'd probably get a down payment on a house. And then... whatever's left, I just put in savings. So that's sit in interest.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
So then you would just keep living this lifestyle that you're living right now.
Yeah.
Just with 900K in the bank.
Or 750, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to pay taxes on it, go down to like 450K probably.
Mm.
But yeah.
Pay taxes on it?
You pay taxes on
this
it.
Is a metaphorical situation.
I put on the IRS form,
taxes,
turd money, and oh just pay the taxes. I don't want to go to the jail.
I don't want to go to the jail.
Yeah, man.
One specific one.
I don't want to go to jail but pay my taxes, bro.
Oh, good lord.
Okay, so I'm going to pay taxes on it. But yeah, I'm happy with my life in general.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I would like a 3-bedroom house so I don't have to do streams from my son's bedroom.
That'd be nice.
I would like to not have to make credit card payments.
That'd be nice too.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that my son gets stuff, because right now, if he went to college next year, I'd be like, good luck, brother, because I can't do nothing. And that's it. So
that's why we need $1 million, people.
Yeah, but I'm
willing. This is on you.
I'm willing to suck poo. poop out of a fat man's butt for it. Colby is not. So keep that in mind when you donate here not. Or at twitch.tv/CSwix.
Not doing that. Get rid of your credit cards, man.
What do you mean? The payments are still there no matter what. Oh, fix the credit card payments? You know, just getting rid of your credit cards doesn't get rid of the payments.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't. That, yeah, that's not how credit cards
work. It just
work.
Flies away. They're like, oh, well, I guess we lost out on that one.
Wouldn't that be great, though?
He just cut him up! No!
We can never trace him again. Follow him wherever he lives. Never.
If it gets rid of the future, yeah. You know what? You know what? Irrational? Can't spend money on your credit cards when you're at your limit. Got him. Got him.
Mm-hmm.
Got him.
I mean, in a terrible way, yes, you did.
Yeah, got him. Well, like, the situation I... Cause
terrible
I,
for you, yeah.
Like, I need to spend money on credit cards because mm-hmm. I don't have enough money mm-hmm. for other things because I'm paying my credit card balance. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have a credit card payment, I wouldn't need to spend money on my credit cards because I would have all the money that I don't have to spend on credit card payments to spend on things that I usually put on credit cards.
So this is why I have one credit card?
Yeah, don't ever get in debt.
With a $500 limit.
What you don't do is start your own business... And go income-less for 4 months.
Yeah.
Because that's hard
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your rent doesn't go, oh, you're starting a business? That's cool, dude. We can wait. They don't do that. They
We'll just chill out for a couple of years. You'll get it back
right,
to
they
us.
Still,
I know
they still
you
make
will.
You. I wouldn't. But they still yeah. make you pay it. They don't care. So.
All right.
That's what I would recommend. You know.
I'm out of this beer. I got to pee.
Is that the end of the show?
Yep.
I guess, I mean, we are two hours, 11 minutes. Yep. Crazy debt with school loans over for master's degrees, so the interest rate is suck. Yeah. No, I understand.
He's spending on dumb stuff, though. You spend it on education. They're totally
I
not
spent
the
it,
same thing.
I spent the whole, all of my money on heroin.
Dumb stuff.
Heroin.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Not this studio or nothing like that.
No, this is pre-credit card. This is back Seth had money.
Oh, yeah?
I bought all this with cash, dude, back in the day.
I don't know.
Well,
where do you get your debt, bro?
Huh?
Where do you get your debt?
Paying bills from leaving the place where you currently work.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You want me to burn it down?
No, I don't. I don't want that.
Let's go find...
You'd go to jail.
Let's go find our old guy and then, yeah, set him ablaze. He's no longer involved. We're good.
We're getting the show. I don't want any of this to be on the record.
We're good.
Colby doesn't need any of this.
No, we're good. Nobody yeah. listens to this.
No, they don't. You guys don't listen, do you? You don't listen.
It's not publicly on the internet forever.
Yeah. It's not. You guys want to seal the printer and smash it with a baseball bat? That's what we want. That's what we want, dude. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode of the Seth and Colby Show. We're glad you're here. It was nice to see some of your new faces. If you like the show and you're not following, we'd appreciate a follow. If you listen on audio and you're not following, we'd appreciate a follow at twitch.tv/SethandColby. You can also go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/SethandColby. That's where the videos on demand are. If you want to subscribe there, you can, but we don't really care because we don't look at those numbers that much. But, I mean, it's cool if you guys do because it makes us feel good. But, you know. Also, you can watch us live twice a week. We'll be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, and then again Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. And if you want to listen to the audio version on podcasts, you can do that too. Just go to SethandColby.com. That's where it's at. Links for iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Buy a t-shirt. SethandColby.com/merch. Go buy a t-shirt. It's always fun to follow us on Twitter for clips and shenanigans.
In parentheses.
Throughout the week at Twitter.tv.
Twitter.tv/SethandColby, man.
This is 10 hours now I've been streaming.
Twitch.tv/SethandColby. Twitch and Twitter, both .com.tv. Either
yes.
one will get you there.
Yep. And I will see you guys on Sunday.
We'll see you then. Not just him.
Well,
we.
That's true. I mean, I will. All, why are you leaving? You got to pee that bad?
Yes.
All right. He's literally leaving. All right, guys. All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Turn it off.
Bye.
Turn it off.